Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Australia's Federal Police Commissioner says a mass shooting in which 15 people were killed during a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney was a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State. Authorities say ISIS flags were found in one of the suspect vehicles, along with improvised explosive devices. Four people are under arrest for allegedly plotting New Year's Eve attacks in Southern California.
Subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California, targeting U.S. companies. These bombs were to blow up at the same time on midnight this New Year's Eve.
The FBI's Akil Davis says the suspects are members of an extremist anti-capitalist, anti-government group. On it goes. A search for the Brown University gunman continues. Investigators have released new images of the masked suspect. Two students died, nine others injured in the weekend attack, and the FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the capture of the suspect. Three more suspected drug-running boats have been blown out of the water by the U.S. military in the Caribbean. Three men, alleged narco-terrorists, were killed. President Trump says the operation has stopped a lot of poison from reaching the homeland.
I have to say the drugs coming in by sea are down 94%, and we're trying to figure out who the other 6% are.
32-year-old Nick Reiner due for a court appearance today. Actor-director Rob Reiner's younger son is accused in the fatal stabbing of his parents in their Los Angeles home. Crews have been deploying sandbags, shoring up an earthen levee south of Seattle. Small section failed following a week of heavy rains. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 62 points. NASDAQ futures off 89 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So Pure Talk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank Pure Talk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of things early. 95 northbound. There's a wreck in Harford County after Route 24. It's in the construction area. Several lanes were blocked. At one point, we were completely stopped on the northbound side. And at least right now, looking at the camera, Route 24, not a lot of traffic moving northbound. So you can slide over to Pulaski Highway, go up to Bell Camp, and then come back over to 95 around that. But right now, we're getting a backup northbound. We've been looking for a report in Cecil County of a vehicle fire southbound near the interchange at Route 222. Haven't found that yet, but looking for it. And if you're leaving the city downtown, there's a wreck on Russell Street near the ramp at Annapolis Road, just south of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 30s, mostly clear and freezing tonight as those fall back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 20 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 18 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland lawmakers will convene today for a special session to elect a new House Speaker. Democrats are expected to nominate Jocelyn Pena Melnick to replace Adrian Jones, who is stepping down from the leadership role. House and Senate leaders have said that redistricting will not be on the agenda, but lawmakers are constitutionally required required to consider measures vetoed by Governor Wes Moore last session, including a bill to create a Maryland Reparations Commission. Today's special session begins at noon. And a former Baltimore City teacher has been sentenced to 55 years in prison for sexually abusing a minor. A Baltimore judge gave 48-year-old Mustafa Pitts the maximum sentence for assaulting a relative for 5 years, beginning when she was in the fifth grade. Pitts was suspended from his job at the Reach Partnership School following his arrest in February of 2024. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 891, the pick 4, 3559. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Jack Gildon for Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 6:05 sports report brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gildon sitting in for Gary Stein. Well, you can bet the Ravens were tuned in last night to watch the Steelers take on the Dolphins on Monday Night Football, but I doubt they liked what they saw.
He's the guy who deserves more playing time. On third down, got it to DK Metcalf. And fighting his way for the touchdown.
Pittsburgh dominated Miami from beginning to end. The final 28-15 as ageless Aaron Rodgers connected on 13 straight completions. On the night, he completed 85% of his passes. It was a moment of national humiliation for Miami as the mostly underwhelming 2025 Steelers totally overwhelmed them. Meanwhile, back in Baltimore, Coach John Harbaugh mused about the health of his 23-year-old linebacker, Teddy Buchanan. Harbaugh said, "Poor Teddy has an ACL tear and won't be back this year. But have no fear, stepping in to fill the void is former starter Trenton Simpson, and that's okay with the coach."
What have you seen from Trent in terms of, you know, improvements and progress and so forth to kind of step back into that role? And secondly, how much does, you know, being able to move Kyle Hamilton around to help as well?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't really affect Kyle. Trent plays the will linebacker spot in certain personnel groups, and I think he's done really well. You know, like I said, he's played great. He played good against the run, played good against the pass, the reps he's had. Really not worried about it at all.
Coming up in 30 minutes, people who prefer to hit with sticks instead of shoulders. And that, my fellow Baltimoreans, is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, December 16, 2025. Coming up on the program this morning, a UMBC poll out on how Marylanders are feeling about health care and the economy and education and redistricting. Tom Homan goes ballistic on the border. We've got that audio for you. But our top story here today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to grab the children and the grandchildren and head for the high hills, because once again, the progressive Marxist apparatchiks are meeting in Annapolis in special session, where they'll once again try to scheme to steal our money and make life almost uninhabitable financially and actually from a public safety perspective here in Maryland is going to be much, much tougher. This is a one-day session of the Politburo by the Bay, as it is known, the Maryland General Assembly, a.k.a. the Maryland General Insane Asylum. All right, folks, a little Russian music for you there, a little Soviet national anthem.
How apropos.
To mark the occasion. Welcome back, Maggie. All right, today, of course, the General Assembly is going to hold a special session, and what does that mean? And of course, it may... We keep hearing it's about $50,000 a day, and yeah, that's wasted taxpayer money. Didn't need to hold a special session to elect Joseline Pena Melnick as the next speaker. That's ostensibly why they're doing it, but that wasn't needed to have done. They did it with Bill Ferguson over in the Senate. They elected him or reelected him as the Senate president, so that's a smokescreen. So the big question is why? Why would they go back into special session now? Because they want to review a number of Governor Moore's veto. Including the Reparations Study Commission, including the data centers, which is a $500,000 study, by the way. That's a $500,000 study. That's nice money if you can get it, right? So that's where the true cost to Maryland taxpayers is coming, is the damage that they will do today. And yes, they will pass. They will override the governor's veto. Remember, Moore said about the Reparations Commission's study that he didn't want to study it anymore. He was tired of studies. He wanted action. But we won't be able to get action today. All we can get is the study. So there's $500,000 wasted on reparations that are unnecessary, unneeded, and just more racial division from this governor and the Democrat Party. Now, the data centers, that is, of course, that's the $500,000 price tag on that. And then there's also going to take a look again at what's something called the Renew Act, which is more climate change. This is the modern-day religion of the left, is climate change. So those are the big three bills that may be, those vetoes may be overridden beginning today. And, of course, if we don't hear anything and not a single peep about redistricting, we know that some deal has been cut. Already. So we'll keep that in mind. Or more to come. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time once again, 613 traffic and weather on the threes. Wearing his new moniker proudly, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're welcome, sir.
Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. It's already gone to hell in a handbasket. Just 615 already. Northbound 95, the wreck is after Route 24. They've now reopened the right lane there and may be reopening some more. But in the meantime, that's a big delay northbound in Harford County at the 76-mile marker. I never saw the vehicle fire. Haven't seen any of the backups, but the report is southbound on 95 in Cecil County before you get to the area of the Tidings Bridge at Route 222. So we'll go back and revisit that. There has been a wreck at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I just saw the police arriving there. It looks like they may have been blocking the left-hand lane right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I see traffic holding up there, and it's beginning to back up
towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. But on the other side, the camera is showing that traffic is getting by. Not sure if they're on the shoulder completely, but traffic is moving after the accident scene at the O'Donnell Street ramp. So that's another one we're going to have to keep an eye out for that. And the wreck at the top of the hour was Russell Street southbound at Annapolis Road leaving the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another cold day, mostly sunny, highs only in the mid to upper 30s, overnight clear, low in the 20s, and then tomorrow the warm-up begins, partly sunny, and a warm-up to the mid-40s. Thursday high may be in the low 50s. Friday, we might be in the mid-50s. So, again, just to get through today is one more day of these cold temperatures. Clear in 22 in Annapolis and 16 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. And, of course, we're looking at Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. You know, Fidel's illegitimate son. This whole thing might be a public, this public relationship might be a PR stunt. That's what people are now saying. Mm-hmm. I don't know who benefits from this. Is it Justin or Katy or both? Or maybe it's Jeff Bezos. Who knows? But
all I know is it's not me.
But remember, Perry kissed a girl and she liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does that include Justin? Just asking. A new report created a list showcasing the most viral memes of 2025, or as Congress calls it, the official statements from the president. Doctors in England are striking over pay, creating chaos in the country's healthcare sector. That's right. English doctors aren't working, joining what English dentists have been doing for 200 years.
Yeah. What is it with that?
I don't know.
It's Austin Powers thing.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Japan is about to have no pandas for the first time since 1972, as the two current pandas are returning to China. But that's okay. Japanese people can order a panda drum. Have you seen these things yet? They're all over the internet.
Panda drum?
They're little drums, and they have these little like drumsticks, and you hit the top of the panda drum, and it makes these very nice, calm tones. You can play songs on them, and they're
all
over.
That's their age now. Yeah,
they're all over the internet. They say
noises of water, pink noise, brown noise.
Yeah, you're making music, and it gives the kids something to do.
And not
be on their screens all day today. Louvre workers are voting to strike, threatening holiday museum visits. That's okay. The Louvre security workers went on strike months ago. Ba-dum-bum. Were you a soap opera fan?
There was only one that I liked, and this was back in like late 70s. I think it was Guiding Light.
Oh, it wasn't General Hospital.
No, I never was a General Hospital person.
Legendary General Hospital star Anthony Geary died Sunday of complications from a scheduled surgery. He was 78. He played Luke Spencer, and his marriage to Laura Baldwin on the show made TV history in 1981. It was all about Luke and Laura.
I, Lucas Lorenzo Spencer, take thee, Laura Weber Baldwin, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part.
I love the birds tweeting in the back.
Yeah, the birds added to it a lot.
30 million viewers made it the highest rated single hour in soap opera history.
Wow.
And something that they do, apparently, Lainey Wilson does, is they basically, before every concert, she starts with what's called a holler and a swaller. And she was on the Manning cast on Monday Night Football last night with Eli Manning, and they resurrected it there.
Lainey, I read that before every show, you do what's called a holler and a swaller, which is yelling and then taking a shot. So can I ask if you're up for a quick holler and swaller with me and Peyton tonight?
Am I ready? Okay, so you got a holler, we're going to say woo, and you're going to swaller. Let's go, y'all.
Woo!
Woo! I think it needs to be called a swaller and then a holler because it burns.
I think we should start that tradition on the show, Pete.
I thought it might be a great idea for us here on Casey and Company.
Yes!
That every morning we start with a holler and a swaller.
Now's the best time.
Yeah. I mean, I think Chuck already does.
Right down the street. What time do they open?
End of the show.
Chuck starts every hour with a holler and a swaller.
Just think about the last traffic report.
Traffic.
I sound like Kurt from Edgewood. Which directions? Are
we? We could get a sponsor. Swallow at the Hollow. Remember?
Yes.
Yes. They're on York Road.
Yep.
Are they still around?
Down from the Senator.
I don't know if it is or not.
I don't think they are.
I don't know. I'm afraid to drive near that intersection. I can't look.
You know, I used to watch As the Stomach Turns back in the day.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You did.
Carol Burnett As the Stomach
Turns. Sponsored by Pepto-Bismol.
Yes.
Quick, fast
relief. Percy Tub Tonsils. With her broadcast information.
All right, Chuck, thank you, sir. We will see you in just a couple. It's we're off and running here this morning. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Look, here are the only things we could expect. And that is, how much is this whole thing's going to cost us at the end of the day? The special session begins at noon, and it's going to be over by tonight. So whatever that the cost of getting everybody together in Annapolis, including security and staff, and you know, and they say it's only $50,000. I'd like to get a real FOIA request on that. And then whatever passes, the reparation study, how much is that going to cost? The Renew Act, and then the study on the data centers, which we're told is going to cost us $500,000. It would not surprise me if the whole thing cost us a $1 million for a session that was completely unneeded, because you know they're going to elect Joseline Pena Melnick today behind closed doors. You couldn't do that virtually, so they're not even doing it in public, folks. They're going to do it behind closed doors, which is kind of the motto of Charlie Rich and the Democrat Party. 620, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi everyone, this is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, it is time once again, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update here, he's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
895 southbound, the wreck is near the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and it looks like we're still losing a lane in that area. Of course, the Tuttle Thruway southbound is only two lanes anyway. Now the backup is back between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. So if you're back in Rosedale, you're coming down 95, instead of 895, you move over, use the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So here we go again. One's going to back up. Now the other one's going to back up very quickly. So we'll see how that works out. But we're losing at least a lane, and they're still trying to sort things out on 895 South. The other big wreck is northbound 95, Harford County, right after Route 24. That's in the construction zone. And we're still getting a report that one lane is open, but we're getting a backup northbound as you're coming up from Mountain Road. Pulaski Highway would be the detour route around that. As you're heading out, you go to Bell Camp and then come back over to 95 from there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, have you ever thought of offering a custom traffic service for listeners?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you know, kind of like you're doing now on the air on routes from Rosedale.
Which in Rosedale?
You know, it sounds like you're offering custom traffic from Rosedale. It's a lot more in the traffic reportage these days.
I think you should just listen to what you do, and I'll do what I do, and we'll all get along just fine. You're minding my business too much lately, you know? You're wearing my ass out. It's 25 after 6 in the morning, you're wearing my ass out already. Give me a headache.
Somebody's got to keep you on the straight and narrow, man.
That's nice. You think that ever going to happen?
No.
Way too late for that.
Exactly. You're too far gone. All right, man.
But if you're rich, if you're listening, you owe me $5.
We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. All right. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another cold day, mostly sunny. High in the mid to upper 30s. Overnight clear in the low 20s. The warm-up begins tomorrow. Right now, we're looking at it is 32 in Ocean City. That's our hot spot in the state. And only 17 in Severn here this morning. So we're talking, by the way, our listener just called in and said the Swallow at the Hollow is still around. So it's still in business. So we're glad to hear that. It's all good stuff. So I was reading an article in the Baltimore Banner this morning, and it says that the cost to the special session today, and it can last 1-2 days. They can't go longer than 30 days, but I guarantee you they're not going more than 1 or 2 days, okay? And, you know, this whole idea, they're saying, according to the Department of Legislative Services, the cost for a special session is $2,500 to $5,000 a day. I am so, I can't believe that. Again, maybe the legislators don't get paid, and if you're a delegate or a state senator and you're listening here this morning, is that part of your annual salary that you get as a delegate or senator? No matter if you're in regular session or in special session, it covers all of it? Or is there a special pay for you to have to take time off of your day, off of your job, presuming you have one, outside of being a legislator and having to go to Annapolis? Now, it all depends on their accommodations. They do get a per diem. So how many book hotel rooms? How do you book a hotel room if you don't know if the session is going 1 day or 2 days, whatever? These are the questions inquiring minds would like to know. Will the session be limited to only the speaker vote? No, I think they have a duty constitutionally to consider all vetoes. And there's like almost 30 of them. So, but I think only 3 will get any kind of special attention. So we'll see what happens here. And then the big question really is on the redistricting, which, as we said, maybe they're waiting the final. And here's the question. Why can't they just wait and elect a House Speaker in January? Because she needs to begin working on her priorities for the new session. Okay, that's the real reason. Well, does anyone believe that she's not working on her priorities now? So she's the foregone conclusion. This is the biggest bunch of kabuki theater I think I've seen in a long time. And we're all onto it. The taxpayers know what's going on here. This is another opportunity, and in this particular case, for them to pass this race-based commission that's going to study how much Maryland taxpayers, and that's an important point, because you go look at previous Holocaust reparations or other reparations, they've gone after companies. They've not gone after taxpayer dollars. And it seems to me in Maryland, and that's, you know, in California, same thing. They had a race-based commission out there on reparations, and they concluded that, also hundreds of millions of dollars would have to be paid, maybe billions would have to be paid out, would have to come from the taxpayers. The problem is there's no money. There's no money left to go. There's no money, and we can't afford this in the state of Maryland. We can't afford to be paying reparations to anyone. We're broke. We've got a structural deficit. They got to fix $1.5 billion deficit by 2027. It's going to balloon to $4 billion by 2030 to 34. We don't have the money. Hello, wake up and smell the coffee. So I don't know where that money's coming from. Then $500,000 on this study for the data centers, which we already know is going to cost us more money. And this is coming at a time, along with the Renew Act here in Maryland, where, you know, it's been very, very cold the last 2 weeks. And as you get your BGE bill, as you get your Pepco bill, your Delmarva Power bill, you're going to be in for a little bit of a surprise on how much your bill is going to be. Because, you know, electric, especially if you have all electric, that's even worse. So they're going to be actually talking about passing more climate change craziness as Marylanders are opening up their bills and have sticker shock. So, again, but they do it because they can. They do it because there's no opposition party to speak of here in the state of Maryland. So your thoughts are welcome on the special session, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com, or you can text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up next, Tom Holman goes ballistic on the border, and boy, is he right. Town Appliance, you can stop by the stunning new showroom, 70 different brands on display. They're expanding the showroom in the next right after the first of the year. And you can either go in and see either Mayor. The guys both named Mayor. They run the place. And boy, do they do a great job at it. You can name it everything from a single appliance to if you're upgrading your entire kitchen. They've got it all. They have five-star customer service, low price match. And again, they're just really knowledgeable about it all. So stop by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills. And that's for all your appliance needs. 6:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A second teenager has died after a pickup crash in Westminster earlier this month. 16-year-old Seven Roop died Monday morning. The Francis Scott Key High School football player had been hospitalized since the December 2nd crash on Jasontown Road. 16-year-old Cash Owings died shortly after the crash. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office says five teens were in the pickup when it went off the roadway and partially overturned in Little Pipe Creek. The Harford County Sheriff's Office says five people were being charged in a series of thefts from the Kohl's in Forest Hill. On October 30th, two suspects allegedly loaded Nike sneakers into a large suitcase, which they left by the front doors, where a third suspect picked it up and left without paying. On November 4th, there was a similar theft involving clothing and jewelry, and a third incident on November 10th. Investigators identified several suspects and carried out a search warrant on an Edgewood home where they recovered some of the property. They also found a ghost gun. The suspects allegedly stole $4,500 worth of merchandise. And the city of Annapolis says the warming center at the Pitt Moyer Recreation Center is open this week for emergency overnight relief from the cold. Community members in need may stay at the facility on Hilltop Lane from 7 o'clock tonight until 7 a.m. tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. Wednesday, and 7:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. Thursday and Friday. And protesters want Baltimore city leaders to disband Johns Hopkins University's private police force. The Baltimore Abolition Movement delivered a petition demanding that the city council hold a hearing and abolish the JHPD. They also say the city should end the memorandum of understanding between Baltimore police and the JHPD, which allows the private police force. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right. For a limited time, when you grab our best-selling four-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 one-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the buy one, gift two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like the accident on 895 may have cleared the roadway now. It looks like the backup might be easing right here at the Eastern Avenue Bridge, indicating now that the left-hand lane is back open. We're backed up, though, on 895 back beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway, but that should start to improve. We can see the traffic now becoming heavy after the O'Donnell Street ramp and then moving into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Some of the overflow traffic on 95 already keeping us heavy there from O'Donnell Street on 95 South into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's a new accident right at the ramp, 83 South at the end of the ramp from Timonium Road. Baltimore County just dispatching, it looks like another wreck here, possibly a rescue, 8,000 block of Philadelphia Road over on the White Marsh side. And then keep in mind, the other wreck was northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County.
cleanup is still underway there. Pretty good signs back up northbound, moving up to exit 76. Route 40 would be better right now going into Harford County, up to Bell Camp, and then come back over to 95 from there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 30s, mostly clear and freezing tonight as those fall back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 635 Sports Report is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans from Dundalk to Catonsville. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for Gary Stein. Well, the Orioles are in their offseason, but they're not dormant. They made the biggest splash in baseball this offseason, signing Pete Alonso. Owner David Rubenstein compared Alonso's arrival with Frank Robinson coming to Baltimore, but all hyperbole aside, King of Baseball Operations Mike Elias sees great things ahead.
And the rest of this offseason is to continue to augment the team so that these guys can make another run at the American League East. And without further ado, I'd like to present Pete with his first Orioles jersey and cap, and then we can open up to questions.
First of all, let's... For his part, Alonso explained why he wanted to come to Baltimore when virtually every other team could have used his bat.
Like the how they see the game, how they see the future moving forward. It was the entire blueprint, and I mean, just their passion for winning, and then also their vision. And
now back to football. While the Ravens enjoyed their best game of the year last Sunday, they may have had a screw. excuse me. While the Ravens enjoyed their best game of the year last Sunday, they may have had a secret weapon to assist them. Coach Harbaugh said Ed Reed was on the scene to give some advice to the young bloods.
The one-on-ones, I saw him on the sideline during practice one-on-one-ing with numerous guys. You know, Malachi was over there just soaking it in. I'm sure he had a bunch of great questions, you know. That's probably the coolest part of it, and probably really truly the most impactful part of it, I would say.
And back to football again. Last night on Monday Night Football, Pittsburgh dominated Miami, and the ageless wonder.
Aaron Rodgers. There you go. I thought you were referring to Aaron Rodgers.
And the ageless wonder, Aaron Rodgers, had one of the best games of his long career. The time now is 6:37. When we return, why is it so darn cold?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
So how you feeling about that weather out there today?
It's been like this for quite some time, and it's really tough on athletes, especially as we get into playoff time. Now, the Super Bowl's always played in nice weather, but playoff time, crunch time, it's going to be cold, freezing. I remember we've had the playoffs in fog and snowstorms, blizzards, and in rain, you name it. So it's the conditions. That's what football's all about, though.
Yeah, I think so. And what is so heartening about the Ravens is you see they're starting to go more to the running game as it's getting cold. Colder and colder and colder, which, where was it? Why weren't they relying on it more earlier? Because that's their key, don't you think?
It's absolutely. Run the football, pound the rock. I think at the end of the day, very difficult, though. Hold it high and tight, because you get a helmet on that hand in 3-degree weather, it hurts.
It hurts even more to tackle some of those big guys.
Yeah, you don't want to be tackled.
Get those bone crunchers.
The king, he's coming down the pike with a full head of steam.
I'll see you in a half hour.
All right, Jack, thanks so much. 6:30. 8:22 before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. And I want to tell you more about top of the hour. Oh, by the way, coming up a little bit later on this morning, Mike McCormick, he writes at Substack. He was a Biden stenographer. He's going to join us to talk about how the FBI is still protecting some Biden deep staters. And then Scott Turner, he is the HUD secretary. He's going to be in town today on faith-based missions and the homeless. And we're going to talk to him about, and of course, Scott used to play for the Redskins, so I have a little tribute to Scott planned as well. All right, 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So yesterday at the White House, the president was giving out medals to the military that participated in securing, cleaning up our southern border, our Mexican border. They're now offering a Mexican border military medal for those that are down there. And again, does it think it's not dangerous? The cartels are there. There are people taking pot shots at the military. So it is like you're almost in a hostile area. You're almost in combat. It's not fully engaged combat, but it is a dangerous part of the country. Tom Homan, who is the charge of the border operations, had a lot of praise, words of praise for President Trump yesterday.
You know, it's always an honor for me to be in the Oval Office with the greatest president of my lifetime. Yes, I said it, and I meant it. You know, I just got home last night. I toured the border in California, Arizona, and Texas. I did it in a four-wheel drive. I did it on the river. I did it from the air. Hundreds upon hundreds of miles of border. I didn't see one illegal alien. Not a single one. I've done this since 1984. I worked for six different presidents. No one's done more than President Trump. What he has done is give us the most secure border in the history of this nation. Hard stop. I went to hundreds of miles of border and didn't see one illegal alien. Incredible, considering the Biden administration, we had 10, 12,000 a day, most released in the United States.
Yeah, and while he had great words of praise for President Trump in securing our southern border and starting to round up the illegal aliens, especially the criminal ones, get them out of the country, he was equally as harsh to remind us of just how bad and reckless the Biden administration, the Biden regime was on our southern border.
Well, I want to make something perfectly clear. Could we get attacked all the time being inhumane? The Biden administration is much more humane. It's a bunch of crap. Because there's been studies done that 31% of women that make that journey through the cartels get sexually assaulted. They get raped. And not just the women, children too. I've done numerous investigations in that. Sex trafficking was historic highs with the open border. Fentanyl, historic highs that could kill a quarter million Americans. No inspected terrorists that came across the border. Record, historic. What happened under the Biden administration was the most inhumane thing I've seen in my lifetime. Now that the border is 96% declined, 96% less people are coming, how many women aren't being raped? How many children aren't dying making that journey? How many women and children aren't being sex trafficked into this country every day? How many known suspected terrorists aren't just walking across that border? President Trump and this administration is saving thousands of lives every month. Hard stop. That's just a stone cold fact.
Indeed it is. And people forget that. You know, look, it's tough sometimes to see law enforcement when they're out there trying to get the bad guys. If you've ever seen them try to take down an especially hostile one, they put themselves in great danger. It's not always pretty, I'll tell you that. But what we don't see, and with the Biden regime, we don't see the rape trees. Those of us, because the media won't show them, they won't show us. Obviously, they won't even follow up on missing children. Remember, 525,000 children crossed into the United States illegally, and two-thirds of them, at least two-thirds of them have gone missing. They've disappeared into drug trafficking for the cartels, sex trafficking for obviously here in this country, which is the number one destination for sex traffickers and pedophiles and perverts and predators in the entire world. Yeah, you thought it was Bangkok? No, it's right here in the good old U.S. of A., thanks to the Biden regime. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes once again with his custom traffic service. Here's Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Thank you.
Mr. Casey.
You're welcome, sir.
Northbound 95, still below slow Harford County. If you're going north this morning, they have the construction normally. Well, today they got a wreck in the construction area before they started the construction. They're still cleaning that up. It's north of the 76-mile marker. Some lanes are getting by, but it's still backed up and still very slow. So if you're back there at Mountain Road, you're at Route 24, you can slide over to Pulaski Highway, go out to Bell Camp at 543, and then come back over to the interstate from there. Go completely around this delay on the northbound side. We had an accident early at the Old Harbor Tunnel near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That has now cleared. That backed us up at one point back to Moravia Road. Then 95 gets the word back in Rosedale. 95 now is backed up to Moravia Road. So right as it stands right now, 20 to 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. There's still a minor wreck at the end of the ramp, Timonium Road at 83. Not a big deal right now. Bolivar County went out a couple of minutes ago. The report of an accident, 8,000 block of Philadelphia Road. That would be pretty close to the Harford County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Another cold day today, sunny, upper 30s, clear tonight, low 20s. Tomorrow the warm-up begins, partly sunny, mid-40s, and then Thursday, maybe low 50s. It's clear 19 in Pasadena, 18 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name...
Johnson.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
The website is making the case for having exactly two drinks at a party, assuming that you're a drinker. They say it'll make you relaxed and sociable without making you sloppy or belligerent.
So, how much do you drink?
I'd say I'm good for about 10 or 12.
Okay. 10 or 12 a week? That's not bad.
About a week? Well,
you drink 10 or 12 beers a day?
You counting beers too?
Keep that in mind at your Christmas party, your holiday party. Leaving cookies and milk for Santa now cost $8.44, which is up 31% from $6.42 it cost 5 years ago, outpacing inflation. Experts say egg prices were what were driving up the holiday inflation over the last couple of years, but eggs now have come back down.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Love those Christmas cookies. That's George Strait, the king of country, and the recent Kennedy Center honoree by President Trump. Oreo is closing the year strong with 9 new products. Listen to these. Wow. Oreo muffins.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Kind of like the Hostess cupcakes, kind of, sort of, right?
Along that.
Yeah, along those lines.
Probably good.
It's all chocolate yeah. at all.
Yeah.
It's good.
Oreo Cakester's Confetti Cake. Soft baked with birthday cake flavor cream.
Oh, my.
Oreo Thins Chocolate Ganache. All right. So they're very very thin type Oreos with
less carby.
Ganache flavored cream. Mm-hmm. Oreo Mini Chocolate Cream. I don't see what the big difference is. I guess it's the flavor of the cream. Ganache is the Oreo Thins, and the Oreo Minis have the chocolate flavor. Oreo Cookie Dough. So now you have the regular Oreo cookie with the that's a chocolate chip flavored cookie with cookie dough flavor cream in the middle, stuff in the middle. Mm-hmm. And finally, you have the golden Oreo Minis and the regular Oreo Minis. They're out as well. And by the way, we told you about the Oreo Reese's. That's the Oreo with the Reese's peanut butter cup filling.
Oh, that is decadent.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
You can't stop with that.
Lots of Oreos. You just go. Now there's one whole, when you go to the supermarket, there's just one whole aisle, nothing but Oreos.
Just about.
There's that many out there. New movie
that's
out.
Easy.
Avatar for the holidays. They say this is the best Avatar yet. I never really got into the Avatar movies.
Are they the blue people?
Yeah.
I'm scared of them. I they're crazy.
You see them a lot, don't you? Especially on the weekends.
Well, late at night. They come to visit.
That's when she has a window down her husband's neck.
You've had a lot of late night visitors.
Many nightly
visitors. Would you pay $80 for an Avatar popcorn bucket?
I mean, oh, hell no.
You get, it's like a souvenir, but really?
No.
$79.99, Regal Cinemas and AMC, the Fire and Ash popcorn bucket.
No.
Yeah.
Send them to KMA.com.
Right. $80 for that. No. And finally, Carbone's new sauce combines cacio pepe and Alfredo in one jar.
What's cacio pepe?
It's like a pepper cream sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's spicy. It's
very
like
nice.
A white sauce with very spicy with pepper in it. Yeah.
Didn't he use the rabbit, the Cisco kid?
Yes, he did. Cacio pepe. He had a defective six gun, to say the least.
How many beers was that?
Yeah, how many beers later?
Two. Two beers.
What'd they say about
That's what they say. You go to the holiday bar, have two drinks, that's it. Cut yourself off after two.
Two.
Make sure
that's
you eat, though.
Started.
Make sure you eat. People do that. They go to these holiday parties, and they drink first,
well,
and they
hammered.
Don't eat, and then you get hammered very quickly.
Right.
It's something
right.
you're
I'm
familiar
sick
with,
as
Maggie.
A dog. Yeah, you know? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I've made that mistake.
More than once?
It wasn't a pretty alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you actually didn't learn from your mistake.
I thought it would just change. I thought with age it got better.
Oh, yeah.
I was seasoned, I thought.
It gets worse with
age. Oh,
with
yes,
age.
Indeed.
Yeah. Although you build up a tolerance, just ask Chuck.
Nah.
He's now going through a bottle and a half of Bailey's with a holler and a swaller each and every more hour.
They didn't say how much of a swallow.
Right. You know,
I'll do a pretty good swallow if
just,
I have to.
Just get the IV going.
Oh, dear.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock up next. UMBC poll is out showing what are the priorities for Marylanders. We'll share that with you. Get your calls and comments as well. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
There are so many beautiful Christmas songs around and so few Hanukkah songs. So I thought we'd try this one for you. Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Yeah.
And a very happy Hanukkah to our listeners celebrating the Festival of Lights. And what a miracle that was as well. And unfortunately, we have had another attack in California where folks shot at folks that were celebrating or marking the occasion of Hanukkah. And so from Brown University to Bondi Beach, we'll get to those next hour. Now to California, it is ongoing. The level of anti-Semitism and terrorism around the world is just very sad to see. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Both the Harbor Tunnel still looking at delays. Now seeing a new flashing light here on 895 southbound, again near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's a little hazy right there, but it looks like there might be another new problem there in the left-hand lane. So that, again, is going to back us up very quickly for that. I'll keep an eye on that. They're in the process now trying to get the vehicles out of the roadway, but it's really hard to see which lane it's in, but it looks like it's in the left-hand lane. So we'll check on that. 95 took all the overflow traffic from the wrecks before on 895, so that's been slow after Moravia Road. Northbound 95, Harford County, still very limited lanes. The wreck is in the construction zone on northbound 95 after Route 24 at the 76-mile marker, so that's still a big problem there. Route 40 can handle some of the overflow traffic out towards the Bell Camp area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast in just a moment, but we do have some school announcements to make just coming across the wire here this morning, where Cecil County Public Schools are delayed 2 hours. Kent County on the Eastern Shore, Kent County Public Schools delayed 2 hours this morning, and Harford County Schools now delaying 3 hours. Harford County Schools delaying 3 hours, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with the road conditions because temperatures never got above freezing, so you still have icy, black ice, icy patches, especially in some of the bus stop areas and in more in the rural. Main roads are all clear. It's these back roads or side roads that are still struggling with getting cleared, even with salt being laid down and everything else. Another cold day on store, mostly sunny. Mid to upper 30s today, clear, and low 20s tonight. Then we begin the big warm-up starting tomorrow, sunny, mid-40s. Right now, clear, 21 in Annapolis, 18 in Reisterstown. Recent UMBC poll reveals the top concerns of Marylanders, and that health care costs are the primary concern for Maryland residents. 77% of respondents identifying it as their chief worry. That might be because the Obamacare subsidies, the extensions, which were added during COVID, which you can be making upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars and still get taxpayer money to subsidize your health care plan purchase. They're going to expire in about end of the year, December 31st. So they're trying to craft plans in the Senate and in the House. So far, they've not been able to come to any agreement. So I'm thinking that's where it's probably first top of mind for a lot of folks. Public education and crime reduction followed closely behind. In contrast, only 27% of those surveyed considered redrawing the congressional districts a significant issue. That's it. It's not really on everybody's radar screen as of yet. It may be. Despite the low priority of redistricting, only 28% of Marylanders believe the current congressional district lines are drawn fairly. 41% say it's unfair, and I include me in the latter part. How do you go from 4-4 split to then 6-2 to then, 7-1? That's where it is right now. They want to make it 8-zip. Among those who view the lines as unfair, 28% believe they favor the Democrats. Only 8% think they favor Republicans. I mean, I don't know how you look at a congressional map at 7-1 and still think it favors Republicans, but this is probably some of our education system going on here right now. When asked about the mid-cycle redistricting, 40% oppose the idea, 24% support it. I don't think we should wait every 10 years to redistrict. And my reason for that, number one, and I do believe there should be no racial component. There should be no political component. I don't think elected officials should be drawing the maps. I think independent commissions should be doing that without any partisan agenda whatsoever. It should be population-based, and each district should have an equal number of people that are represented. And I do think the reason why we shouldn't wait to every 10 years is because things change. Look what happened in the last election. People fled New York. They fled New Jersey. They fled Illinois. They fled California to go to Texas and Wyoming. And so population dynamic shifts sometimes will drive this. And I think you've got to take that into account because you shouldn't. Let's say you draw right after the last census. We got to wait 10 years now before you can fix whatever wrongs there are in the population shifts in these states. So I, for one, believe it should not wait. We should do it mid-cycle. I think every 5 years is fine with me. You know, just or if you want to do it every 2 years, it's fine with me as well. Make it part of the actual midterm process. To make sure that everybody, and we also should be as part of that, I think it should be a twofer. One, we redraw or we look at the district maps. Two, we purge voter rolls every 2 years like clockwork. Should be done every year, but after every election, and that would be every 2 years. So we don't do that here in Maryland because, you know, we got dead voters, we got duplicate voters, we've got all sorts of, we have illegal alien voters, as we know from that superintendent that got hired out in Iowa. So we're not interested here at the State Board of Elections in actually, you know, monitoring and purging and or correcting whatever wrongs there are in our voter registration system. Get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. All right, coming up next, President Trump set the world on fire yesterday with a Truth Social post about Rob Reiner. I'm going to give you my take on it, and we're going to remind you what Rob Reiner has said and done in the past and what Trump may have been referring to, but he's got a lot of people on both sides of the aisle upset with him, and we'll get into that as well. It's 7 o'clock here on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The feds have foiled what they say could have been a series of deadly attacks.
The FBI says they broke up a terror plot to bomb unnamed companies in California, described only as Amazon-type logistical centers on New Year's Day. The bureau's Akil Davis.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says four people are under arrest from the Turtle Island Liberation Front, a far-left anti-government group.
The individuals were arrested on Friday, December 12th, when the group attempted to construct and detonate IEDs out in the desert.
Audio courtesy KABC, I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is offering no apologies for ordering the U.S. military to take out suspected drug-running boats in international waters in the Eastern Pacific and the Caribbean.
These are a direct military threat to the United States of America. They're trying to drug out our country.
Three more suspected drug-running boats have been blown up in the Eastern Pacific, with eight alleged narco-terrorists killed in yesterday's strikes. The president says the amount of drugs entering the U.S. by sea is down sharply, off 94% since early September, and they're looking to choke off the remaining 6%. Australia's federal police commissioner says the mass shooting in which 15 people were killed during a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney was a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State. Authorities say ISIS flags were found in one of the suspect's vehicles, along with improvised explosive devices. Arraignment scheduled today for 32-year-old Nick Reiner, accused in the killing of his parents, actor-director Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. They were stabbed to death in their Los Angeles home. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 55 points, NASDAQ futures off 83. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cold comes swiftly to Ukraine, and for elderly Jews like Olga, it can be deadly. She's 79 years old. She lives in a small village where there is no indoor plumbing, no bathroom, or reliable access to heating. And each day, she has to pump water from a well, even in sub-zero temperatures. To use the restroom, she has to walk through the bitter cold to reach an outhouse. Her meager pension is not enough to cover food, medicine, and heat. Poverty threatens to consume her life. But when all seems lost, Olga received a nourishing food box, emergency lighting, and a warm blanket. You know, this aid is a life-saving gift for someone like Olga. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and that staff, they lifted her spirits and they reminded her she's not forgotten. Today, thousands of elderly Jews across Ukraine and the former Soviet Union face similar struggles. Their homes are fragile against the cold, their resources are scarce, and their health is fragile, too. For them, winter is is not just a season, but a fight for survival. Learn more at urgentifcj.org. That's one word, urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like for a fact that's a new wreck on 895 southbound. It was in the same area as the one we had early this morning, southbound around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, with a backup now going back towards Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. See a lot of flashing lights there. The camera's kind of looking down through some haze, so it's kind of hard to see if we can get a lane by. But I see traffic moving south of there at O'Donnell Street, but only trickling by through that area. So it still looks to me like they're in the right lane on the southbound side. 95 is already backed up anyway from Moravia Road, taking the detour traffic from the Old Harbor Tunnel, and that backup begins also around the ramp at Moravia Road. The other big problem is the wreck northbound 95 in Harford County. The wreck is in the construction area north of Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 30s, mostly clear and freezing tonight as those fall back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 21 degrees in Parkville and 18 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 4-year-old child is in serious condition after being struck by a vehicle in South Baltimore. According to police, the incident happened at around 11:30 Monday morning in the 1000 block of Veronica Avenue near Arundel Elementary School. The injured child was taken to Johns Hopkins Pediatrics. There's no information on the driver involved in the accident. 8 people have been displaced after a Monday evening fire in Baltimore City. Firefighters were called to the 2800 block of Echodale Avenue shortly after 5 p.m. and no injuries were reported. According to the preliminary investigation, the fire was caused by an electrical malfunction. Housing services personnel are assisting the residents affected by the fire. And a new poll from UMBC indicates that the cost of health care is a top concern for Maryland residents. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 891, the Pick 4, 3559. 7:05 on Casey and Company, Jack Gilden for Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 705 Sports Report brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for Gary Stein. In front of 85,000 screaming maniacs at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh last night, the Steelers dominated Miami and incredibly won their 23rd straight Monday Night Football game in a row. But another streak was snapped. Miami's 4-game winning streak went by the wayside. Pittsburgh dominated the Dolphins from beginning to end, almost doubling the score. The final, 28-15. Meanwhile, the Steelers are surging at just the right time and keeping the pressure on the Ravens, who were done in by Pittsburgh and the referees only a week ago. Last night was the first time Pittsburgh won 2 games in a row in a month. Back in Baltimore, the Ravens are still enjoying the fruits of their pitiless shutout win over Cincinnati on Sunday. A big reason for the victory, according to Coach Harbaugh? Well, he said, good practices.
probably three practices last week. I told the guys that. I thought they were the three best practices we had. I told them that on Saturday morning. No.
Coming up in 30 minutes, where do the Orioles go from here? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Candace and Erica meet in private. And we'll tell you what they had to say about their meeting. Brown University, Bondi Beach, and the Turtle Island Liberation Front. Terrorist attacks and plots unveiled in the ignorance that we have in our country about some of it. But a top story here today is the death of Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle allegedly at the hands of their son is tragic, no doubt. There are no words to describe this kind of brutal murder. President Trump took to Truth Social yesterday and posted the following. And I quote, "A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle. Reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness. And with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before, may Rob and Michelle rest in peace." Well, that lit up the social media. And then later in the day, he was asked about his Truth Social post, and he doubled down.
I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
And let's look, and some people believe it's crude, it's classless, that there's no, it's unnecessary. You know, why even bother make these comments? You have to remember, put yourself in the shoes of President Trump. They came after him with everything they could muster. Every lawfare case. Remember, they wanted to put him in jail for life. Rob Reiner encouraged that. He nurtured it. He, every chance he got, he made statements about the Russia hoax. Remember, President Trump was almost assassinated in an incredible act of political violence. He and his family were constant threats because of the atmosphere and the environment which Rob Reiner helped to create. Okay? So President Trump is certainly not a hypocrite. He's not fake. Rob Reiner, I remember when Rush Limbaugh died, and again, that was from cancer, Rob Reiner was one of the first to dance on his grave. Rob Reiner said that Rush Limbaugh was a purveyor of disinformation. He attacked Rush Limbaugh just the day after he died. He launched his social media attack on Limbaugh. "To protect our democracy, we must remain vigilant in calling out their big lies, starting with climate change." He also called him a bigot, and that his commentary was hateful. Quote, "I loathe this effing man." The day after Rush Limbaugh died. Rob Reiner also said Trump is actively trying to murder our children. He also called him a mentally ill sociopath and called him a racist and a criminal and said before long we would be going back to the 1930s Germany. There's the comparison to Hitler and to the Nazis. That was Rob Reiner. Gifted, talented actor, director. But the reference there to TDS, he did become, I believe, mentally ill and obsessed with Trump. And his son, obviously, was also mentally ill, drug addicted, homeless. They were in an argument just the night before, and apparently that spilled over into the house. So, again, this is a you reap what you sow post. This is, you know, again, some things, you better be careful because some things do come back to haunt you. All right, we'll talk about that and some Maryland leaders, what they had to say about Trump's post in just a second. It's 7:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on 895, the second wreck this morning, southbound around Lombard Street, Eastern Avenue, the bridge in that area has now been cleared. One of the police cars was on the right shoulder in the same area. But the lanes are moving again. We're backed up, though, between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road on 895. So that's a long delay, 25, 30 minutes there. All the overflow traffic went next door. There are really no problems on 95, but we're backed up back to Moravia Road and maybe going back. I haven't looked yet, but I'm just suspecting that it's probably going to be backed up on 95 as you're coming south around the bridges at Chesico Avenue and towards the city-county line. The other big problem, and we're back up here on 95 in Harford County, 76-mile marker wrecked there was in the construction zone northbound way early this morning, and there's still very limited lanes there, and it's just crawling on the northbound side. If you can get over to Route 40, you take 40 out on Pulaski Highway, out to Bell Camp, or you can go to Aberdeen, and then come back over to 95 from there. There's really no impact at all for the traffic southbound, though they are slowing just a bit at the scene. All the morning delays, by the way, are out there on 695 Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, and just about 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be, again, cold day today, sunny, upper 30s clear, low 20s tonight. And again, sunny and warming up for your Wednesday, Thursday, maybe low 50s, mid 40s tomorrow. And right now we're looking at clear 19 in Severn, 16 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump yesterday declared he would designate fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction.
There's no doubt that America's adversaries are trafficking fentanyl into the United States in part because they want to kill Americans. If this were a war, that would be one of the worst wars. I believe they killed over the last 5 or 6 years per year 200 to 300,000 people. You hear about 100,000, which is a lot of people, but the number's much higher than that. That's been proven, and they've destroyed a lot of families, because when they lose a child, or even if their child is heavily addicted, you lose that family. The family will never be the same. That's why today I'm taking one more step to protect Americans from the scourge of deadly fentanyl flooding into our country. With this historic executive order I will sign today, we're formally classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction.
By the way, the U.S. obliterated three more Venezuelan drug boats just hours after President Trump signed off as fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. He also dropped a bomb the other day on the 2020 rigged election.
That's all they're good at cheating in elections. Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating. Because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads. And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town
touching the Texas border, and they're 85 to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California, because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
Meanwhile, the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, saying there's now evidence electronic voting machines have been tampered with to manipulate election outcomes in the United States, as we witness the overthrow of the U.S. government in a soft coup on 3 November 2020. Here's Tulsi.
I've got a long list of things that we're investigating. We have the best of the best going after this, election integrity being one of them. We have evidence of how these electronic voting systems have been vulnerable to hackers for a very long time, and vulnerable to exploitation to manipulate the results of the votes being cast, which further drives forward your mandate to bring about paper ballots across the country so that voters can have faith in the integrity of our elections.
And we now find out the report that Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. The data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes were switched from President Trump to Joe Biden, 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden, and they're going to prove it, they say. So we'll await that. That is good news. Meanwhile, the president is suing the Beeb.
I'm suing the BBC for putting words in my mouth, literally, to put words in my mouth. They had me saying things that I never said coming out. I guess they used AI or something.
Trump says that Arthur Laffer, he's the one that started with the Laffer curve and was Ronald Reagan's economic whiz. Laffer now calling Trump the greatest president of all time. The United States collected more than $200 billion in tariffs this year as a result of these new duties that have been imposed. And so that is going towards deficit reduction as well as maybe future tariff refund checks from folks here in the United States. By the way, Zelensky and the EU leaders now have released an official position and joint statement following the Berlin negotiations. We didn't sign it because it is going to be a non-starter with Putin, and why waste the effort? So we understand that 90% of the peace agreement has been put together. The 10% is the ceding control of land, and that's going to be where the whole thing might just blow up. And NBC out with the latest saying the number of Republicans identifying as MAGA is plunging. There is a fraction within the MAGA movement. You get to see, you'll be seeing a lot of these kinds of reports from Politico and Axios as they now try to drive a wedge between the MAGA movement and President Trump. All we have to do is stay strong. There's great safety in numbers. That's the way it was day 331 of the new Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A, 7:21, and once again joining us from the law offices, Michael A. Friedman, is lead counsel Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Hope you're staying warm.
Doing A-OK, and not much else you can do, right?
I know.
Just go from a warm house to a warm car to a warm office. That's all you can do.
This is true. All right, so this morning this is a little cautionary tale as to why you should not represent yourself if you've been involved in a personal injury accident, or really shouldn't represent yourself, whether it's civil or criminal. There's the old adage which states that he who represents himself has a fool for a client, and that is so true. So here are the facts of this case to describe what happened. This gentleman, 40 years old, was involved in a rear-end accident. This happened 2 years ago in Baltimore County. Pretty serious crash. Taken by ambulance to the hospital, suffering from a really serious neck injury. Now, this is someone that had never been in an accident before, never injured his neck before, works at a local grocery store. So he went to physical therapy and was in physical therapy for 4 months, missed months of work, so lots of lost wages, lots of medical bills. The defendant's insurance company actually got in touch with him and was trying to negotiate a settlement. And apparently they were very close to getting a settlement. He was going to accept $10,000 to settle this case. Meanwhile, he was still injured. Fortunately, a friend of his told us to call our office. So we got involved immediately. And once he hired us, we did a few things. First of all, with his neck still in pain, we were able to get him into an orthopedist really like the next day. And that's something that's so important. When we're hired, we like to get our clients medically taken care of immediately. We don't want them waiting. Number two, he still hadn't been paid for the damage to his vehicle. So we do that free of charge. We were able to get that taken care of. And number three, the gentleman had no idea how much the defendant's insurance policy was. So we were able to find out that it was $50,000. Unfortunately, he only had $30,000, so the most we could get for the case was $50,000. To make a long story short, it turns out he needed an MRI, which revealed that he had a herniated disc. He went through a couple rounds of cervical epidural injections, and then after months he was fine. So we were able to get the case settled for the policy limits of $50,000. So fortunately, he called us because he would have only settled it for $10,000. So folks, if you've been involved in any personal injury accident, please don't go it alone. We're here for you. Give us a call, 410-363-6848, or go up to our terrific website, maflaw.com. It's chock full of a lot of great information. Please, everybody, stay warm, drive safe, watch out for the ice, and if you need us, give us a call. Sean, we will talk to you next week.
Yes, we will. Saving great advice. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. 7:23, traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
95 North, Harford County, 76-mile mark of this wreck. Been there more than an hour now, and they're still being delayed, and off and on, it looks like we may just have one lane open on the northbound side. So I'm sure there's a lot of traffic over on Pulaski Highway. You can do that early and not even get up this far to Route 24. You can exit at Mountain Road and then work your way up. If you get into Bell Camp or into Aberdeen, then you can work your way back across and pick up 95 northbound. You'll be well beyond the accident scene. But this is a long delay. I'm looking at the tractor trailers sitting here in the two right lanes, and they're moving maybe 3-4 miles an hour, if that, when they do move. So it's pretty bad right now through there. Still recovering. A lot of problems early this morning. Two different wrecks on 895 southbound. Right now we're clear, but the backup is still around Pulaski Highway on 895 and still back into the area of Moravia Road for the traffic coming south. I'm going to check the camera really quick here right now, if you don't mind. Let me just go right here, Chesco Avenue. It's not quite back to the city-county line, so that's the good news. Normally, we get these big backups at the tunnels. We'll back up to 95 and Rosedale. Right now, that section of the roadway is clear, but you'll be slowing up ahead. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold day, sunny, mid to upper 30s tonight, clear in 20, in the 20s, I should say. Right now it's 21 in Annapolis under partly cloudy skies and 19 in Reisterstown. So we're talking here about the President of the United States and his Truth Social post. And look, some of my friends in the MAGA movement are upset at President Trump. Others are completely okay with what he said. I understand why he posted what he posted, and I defend the president on this. And I think you look at it, my thoughts, and some other thoughts, I think, and this is pretty much from some of the people I've read on Facebook and on social media. Look, Rob Reiner is dead, and that is, and so is his wife, and that is so tragic. It was violent. It was ugly. And certainly tragic in every sense of the word. But let's not do the dishonest thing here. Let's not pretend this man suddenly deserves reverence because he's gone. His accomplishments can be noted. His achievements can be noted, which he was a very talented actor and comedic director. But I don't think we should shed tears for someone that was so filled with vitriol and hate. For decades, Reiner made a career out of steering and sneering at rather half the country, smearing anyone who disagreed with him as we were called stupid. All Trump supporters were called racist, his words, evil, or dangerous. He didn't just criticize policies, he dehumanized people. He mocked them. He wished ruin on them. And he did it loudly, smugly, and without apology. And now that he's gone, the same people who cheered that behavior want us to be silent, to offer grace and decorum. They want critics to suddenly discover compassion that they were never allowed to have themselves. Funny how that works, isn't it? This isn't celebration. I'm not celebrating it. This is accountability. It's an accounting for what, you know, you can't ignore half of his life. The first part of his life was wonderful. The second half, not so much. A person's death does not erase the damage they spent a lifetime doing. It doesn't magically convert cruelty into courage or arrogance into virtue. Legacy isn't written at the moment of death. It is written in the years before. And Rob Reiner's public life deserves to be remembered exactly as it was. Divisive, contemptuous, and fueled by an open hatred for people who he considered beneath him. So there's not going to be any canonization here, no forced mourning, just the truth. It's plain, it's uncomfortable, and it's earned for one less meathead. And I do not, again, that it's what happened to him and his family. I don't wish on anybody. But let's not pretend that he wasn't vile and evil and ugly towards the rest of us. Here's a prominent Maryland politician. He's not in office right now. I saw his Facebook yesterday post on, I'm not going to name him. Maybe I will later. He writes, "This is totally unacceptable behavior from the person who's been elected to run our country. For anyone who was upset at the unkind remarks people said about Charlie Kirk after his horrific assassination, I hope you will also be criticizing President Trump for his insensitive and outright mean post about Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle's tragic murder. America deserves better." And he goes on to say that President Trump has killed the Republican Party in Maryland. First off, this was not a political assassination. This was a horrific, brutal murder, and had everything to do with mental illness. Secondly, no, President Trump didn't kill the Maryland Republican Party. Larry Hogan and the Republicans did that. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Vinny is going to sell your home for the price that you want in the time frame that you want, and that's what you'll agree to once you sign on the dotted line. That is something that Vinny's known because he's got a database of 13,000 people, buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home today, even before it hits the open market or the MLS. So when you want to sell your home and you want to sell it fast and for the money that you want, call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. He will work extra special hard to make sure that your home gets sold. If it doesn't sell for that price in the time frame, he buys it from you and pays you in cash. 410-709-7515. Time once again for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Some school systems in our listening area have delayed openings. Cecil County Public Schools delayed 2 hours, Harford County Schools delayed 3 hours, and Kent County Public Schools delayed 2 hours. A federal jury in Baltimore has convicted a former correctional officer of conspiring to obstruct justice and making false statements. Jermaine Sturgis was found guilty for his role in covering up evidence that a fellow officer unlawfully assaulted an inmate at the Eastern Correctional Institution in Westover. He faces a maximum of 5 years behind bars on each charge when he's sentenced in April. Maryland lawmakers will convene today for a special session to elect a new House Speaker. Democrats are expected to nominate Jocelyn Pena Melnick to replace Adrian Jones, who is stepping down from the leadership role. House and Senate leaders have said that redistricting will not be on the agenda, but lawmakers are constitutionally required to consider measures vetoed by Governor Westmore last session, including a bill to create a Maryland Reparations Commission. Today's special session begins at noon. A former Baltimore City teacher has been sentenced to 55 years in prison for sexually abusing a minor. A Baltimore judge gave 48-year-old Mustafa Pitts the maximum sentence for assaulting a relative for 5 years, beginning when she was in the fifth grade. Pitts was suspended from his job at the Reach Partnership School following his arrest in February 2024. And a second teenager has died after a pickup crash in Westminster earlier this month. 16-year-old Seven Roop died Monday morning. The Francis Scott Key High School football player had been hospitalized since the December 2nd crash on Jasontown Road. 16-year-old Cash Owings died shortly after the crash. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Here's an idea for a great holiday gift. Give your spouse, family, and loved ones new modern appliances from Jarvis Appliance. Replace your out-of-date refrigerator with a new fridge featuring all the latest conveniences, or give them a new microwave, oven, air fryer, dishwasher, washer, or dryer as a gift. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
You know how some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again? That's what people tell us about when they come to Libertors in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertors in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pasta, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, tell all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Libertores Restaurant in Bel Air.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnel's still backed up, but we're moving again. Actually, 895 has improved just a bit. It's moved down to just inside the Urban Avenue ramp now, but the backup is still there. 95 is still slow at Moravia Road. While we were in that area, started to look around. Looks like there's some activity here at the Keith Avenue ramp right off of I-95. Looks like a dump truck, another vehicle involved. There's room to get by, but there's a police car there. And with that, we're a little bit slow at the traffic light. So that's at the Keith Avenue ramp right off of I-95. Just got a quick look towards Annapolis. Morning buildups are there for the traffic south on I-97 at Route 32. That would be the normal delay at that point. And then the heavy traffic, but nothing out of the ordinary at the Bay Bridge on 50 and then clear to the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 30s, mostly clear and freezing tonight as those fall back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 735 Sports Report is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. From Brooklyn Park all the way up to Hereford, this is Jack Gilden sitting in for Gary Stein. Well, the Orioles are in their offseason, but they are not dormant. They made the biggest splash in baseball this offseason, signing Pete Alonso. Mike Elias sees great things ahead. Alonso smashed 38 home runs last year and drove in 126. He's already mashed his way to 264 career homers, well on his way to 500. With him in the middle of the lineup, the Orioles have their first legit thumper since Anthony Santander departed for the Blue Jays last year and joined that team destined for the World Series. And now, back to football. The Patriots are coming to the bank this Sunday night for a national TV tilt. And though there will be no Tom Brady or Bill Belichick, the Nuevo Patriots are 11-3 and first in the AFC East. But they can be beat, too. Buffalo, a team the Ravens were crushing in this season's opener, knocked off New England just this last Sunday. And that is Stein on Sports. The time now is 7:35. When we return, have the Orioles done nearly enough?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Well, what do you think? The Orioles, they pick up this big thumper batter, Pete Alonso. They picked up a bunch of pitchers. They also traded. Another pitcher for another good hard-hitting, home-run-hitting outfielder. Have they done enough to move themselves back into contention or no?
I think they've done a lot, but I don't think they've done necessarily enough. And I say that because they need that ace. They need that pitcher that is going to go out there and be an innings eater and is going to go out there and when you're in a slump that can break that slump, break that skid, and a guy that's going to carry you into the postseason and then perform in the postseason. You know, a guy like Max Scherzer, I'm not saying it has to be Max Scherzer because he's older, but somebody like that.
I don't think it's going to be Max Scherzer, no. but they haven't had that guy. They've had their good pitchers in the last few years, but the injuries have just eaten them up like termites. So I don't know.
Aces are expensive, so it's going to cost you, you know, upwards of $30 million a year or more.
Yeah, $30 million a year for an arm that's very, very fragile because you see it all over baseball, right?
Yeah, you do. You see guys getting Tommy John left and right, so you never know what you're getting. But some for some teams, it's worked out. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right, I'll see you
so
next.
All right, 7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Brown University, the Providence police chief, was evading questions, Chief Oscar Perez, as to what the Brown shooter shouted before opening fire, as Yahoo News and other news outlets are reporting that eyewitnesses indicate that he yelled, "Allahu Akbar." That's Arabic for "God is great." And this is, yeah, it just has a tough time admitting anything in these press conferences.
Now, there's a report the shooter yelled something right before his shot came in. Can you tell us what that was?
Yeah, it's part of the investigation, John. And we'll, yeah.
Now, the only reason I ask that, though, is, for instance, like with the Unabomber, his brother recognized the writing. So it's possible a friend or family member might recognize if the person said something that was significant.
Correct.
That's why you don't, other than the 9mm, is there anything else inside that auditorium that you can tell us?
No, that's correct. And listen, like I said earlier, investigations will bring us to evidence that we need to collect in order to be able to prosecute.
With that being said,
we're going to continue to collect evidence, and if it leads us to something to that nature that's going to be extremely helpful for us to identify somebody, we'll be the first ones to put it out.
Alex, follow on John's question. Did the suspect yell, like has been reported, and there's been some erroneous reporting, but did he yell when he came in the classroom? And how valuable have witness statements been from those who survived?
Listen, like my heart goes out to the victims, it goes out to the families, and I'll tell you that their cooperation has been extremely helpful. And that, with that being said, we'll continue, and I'm going to respect the fact that, and I hope that they get better, and my heart and soul goes out to them. So,
did he yell them? Did somebody
so that's something, something? That's something that we're investigating. We took statements, and we have to confirm that.
We're going to wrap it up here.
I mean, if this was a white male, we'd already have the name and everything else we would know about him. And I think the guy they originally named as a person of interest was a white male, and then the evidence didn't match. How long does it take to confirm with eyewitnesses whether somebody shouted Allahu Akbar? Maybe you're a little bit reluctant if one person said it, but if two, three, four, five people said it, wouldn't that confirm it? Again, the media bends over backwards to protect certain ideologies. We know this. By the way, they released new images and video of the person of interest in the deadly Brown University shooting. It showed us absolutely nothing. Nothing. The Brown University shooter is still at large. And I just wondered if we have the Keystone Cops up there in Providence and elsewhere. These poor individuals, including Ella Cook, deserve to have the best investigative teams on this so they can stop this individual. I do think it has ties to Islamic fundamentalism. I could be wrong. One place we do know there were ties to Islamic fundamentalism was at Bondi Beach in Australia, where yesterday Mel Lanyon, he's the New South Wales Police Commissioner, confirmed our suspicions.
I also confirmed that the vehicle, which is registered to the younger male, contained IEDs. But I also confirm that it contained two homemade ISIS flags.
There it is. ISIS flags, IEDs. Father and son. Father's dead. Son's, maybe he'll get his 72 virgin shortly. One of the heroes, the Bondi Beach hero, happens to be a man by the name of Ahmed. Ahmed, he is a Muslim that rushed without any fear of his life, thought he was going to die. He says, "Tell my family I saved people's lives." He was shot three times, and he's hospitalized. So, again, there is a Muslim who is not a fundamentalist, who does not ascribe to the Quran, as it is written. And then we find out feds foil a massive and horrific terror plot on New Year's Eve in Los Angeles by a pro-Palestinian, far-left, anti-government, anti-capitalism group called the Turtle Island Liberation Front.
The plan stated that the IEDs would be complex pipe bombs. It included instructions on how to manufacture the bombs and contained guidance on how to avoid leaving evidence behind that could be traced back to them.
California U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says this plot was targeting capitalism.
The charges we are announcing today stem from the defendants and their co-conspirators' detailed, coordinated plot to bomb multiple U.S. companies on New Year's Eve.
Also, the ICE agents in ICE buildings in and around New Orleans. A fifth person was arrested in New Orleans on a separate plot. Officials call the threat massive. And again, the common theme here, Islamic fundamentalism. Not to mention all the anti-Christian attacks that are going on in Europe right now at Christmas markets in Germany and France, England, and the Christian slaughter in Nigeria, all in the name of Islam. By the way, if you want to choose your fake news, now would be the time to call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call right now. You get to match wits with the entire panel, Maggie, Kristen, and old Whiskey Nuts, who's here with the latest traffic weather on the threes.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're welcome.
Brought to you as a service. Well, the Baltimore Blast, the wreck 95, this has been here for a while, northbound in Harford County, 76-mile marker at Route 24, and it is still backed up, and it is gridlocked. I just saw a wrecker trying to get up to the shoulder area, but very limited lanes here because of the construction, so all this cleanup is still underway. You need to be over on Philadelphia Road or over to Pulaski Highway, and then working your way up to Belcamp or Aberdeen, and then come back over to 95 from there. It might be a tad slow on 95 south through the area. The Beltway continues with the normal delay. Parkville side, Interloop at Greenspring, and down the west side. Some of the areas now fighting some bright sunshine, adding to those delays. Both the tunnels, we had problems earlier, two different accidents at the Old Harbor Tunnel. So right there, we're still backed up with 20 to 25-minute delays on the southbound side. The Baltimore Blast are on the road this Friday night at the Milwaukee Wave. Their next home game, Saturday, December 27th, also against the Milwaukee Wave. Tickets are available for Towson University. Get all the information, BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold day today, sunny, upper 30s, clear, and in the 20s tonight. Then the big warm-up begins. Sunny, mid-50s Wednesday. Thursday, maybe low 50s. And then Friday, maybe mid-50s. So, again, we need to thaw out at least before Christmas so we can finish the rest of our shopping and stuff. Sunny in 18 right now in Owings Mills, and it is also 18 in Severn. It is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise to give away today. Connie in Perry Hall is our contestant. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck. Here are your three stories. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says a California company has been granting hundreds, if not thousands, of commercial truck driver licenses to underage minors and to illegal aliens. Duffy said recently police pulled over a 14-year-old operating a tractor trailer on the freeways. Story two, socialist dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has been singing a modified version of Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. He's been serenading President Trump as Trump continues to ratchet up the possibility of land strikes in Venezuela. Right now, Venezuelan drug boats have been targeted, but recently wearing a Venezuelan straw hat, Maduro gave a command performance. And story three, a new Netflix film tracks the real-life story of an Argentine man who aspired to work in the mines. Growing up as a cross-dresser, it was years before Carla Rodriguez transitioned to live as a woman. But even as a child, the story goes, he wanted to work in the mines. Netflix is celebrating it, bringing the first trans to the coal mines.
Oh boy.
Trans coal miner's daughter. All right, is it story one, 14-year-old caught driving a truck in California? Story two, Maduro serenades Trump with Don't Worry, Be Happy. Or story three, the trans coal miner's daughter. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, I think number two is true because I saw a clip
Although that seems kind of like a trick question, because it said he gave a command performance. I don't know about that, but I do think he did something. And, yeah, the Argentine crossing dresser, that sounds like something for Netflix. I'll say number one.
All right, Kristen Goes story number one, Chuck.
Yeah, that minor, other than that, he knows how to pick it.
Yeah, very good.
Maybe his name is Wilson Pickett.
Wicked Will. Oh, sorry.
Talking to me?
I am talking to
Are
you.
Are you addressing me?
You go.
We're waiting for your vote, sir.
All right, Mr. Casey, don't get excited.
No, I just, we're trying to move this along as the moderator, that's all.
I'm going
to
go with three.
With three? Chuck Whitaker with three. Maggie?
I'm going with number one.
Maggie goes with number one as well. And Connie?
I think one, because I know they're giving them to other, you know, the older people, but not a 14-year-old. So I'll go with one.
All right. Nobody wants for story two. Don't worry, be happy. Yes, it did happen. It did happen, rather. It was rather amusing. On Maduro's part. And story number one, the 14-year-old pulled over for operating a tractor trailer. That is our fake news story of the day.
Yay!
So the ladies get it. Chuck goes back into the slump room to lick his wounds. Connie, we'll put you on hold. How to get your fries.
She's making fun of me, Miss Maggie.
Maggie is. She is mocking you. She is going. She's doing everything she can to make you feel like this big.
Oh, my.
No kidding.
Don't.
Yeah. Because after all, Chuck, size matters.
Well, it is cold.
It's dang cold.
Yes, it is. It's
dang cold. Damn right it is.
Never heard that.
Sounds like an IPA.
Never heard that meteorological term before. Dang cold.
Dang cold.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that.
Hi, boys and girls.
Yeah, again, it's, you know, it's always deflating. When
always deflating. Shut up.
No offense.
No offense. Not taken.
You'll have to get a text or something from a special fan to reinflate you.
He has many special fans. I don't know why I'm on Chuck this morning. I'm sorry.
I liked it better when you weren't here yesterday. You know
when, when you say special fans, do you mean like they're unusual, extraordinary, or are they or special?
Oh, the ladies are just loving on Chuck.
They do. We have one, Linda. She calls all the time. Yeah, they just,
that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
Right. After all, it is dang cold.
It's dang cold.
All right,
right.
Chuck, see you in a couple minutes. 7:50, right. 10 before the hour. Coming up next, Candace and Erica, they had a meeting yesterday. We'll tell you how it went.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC, number 1566.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice
curious how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Hey, America, it's Christmas time.
Now, if you can see the video of this, you can see Chuck Whitaker kissing himself.
Bad Christmas. Too hot in the hot tub.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
I'm going to dress this again. I believe that Maggie was picking on me. I don't like that stuff. But show some respect to me, I'm telling you.
That's right. Respect for your elders.
Now, just cut it out. I didn't ask you to get involved. Too close to Christmas. I'm going to try and be nice now, Mr. Casey.
Okay, all right. Let's all be nice.
People love it when I call you Mr. Casey.
Yes, they do.
95 northbound. A little better here at Route 24 in Harford County, 76-mile marker. Had a wreck there for the last 90 minutes on the northbound side. The cleanup is still underway. Route 40 is taking the overflow as the detour. 20 to 25-minute delays. Very solid right now southbound at both the Harford tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Boy, another cold day today. One more. Sunny, upper 30s, clear tonight in the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, warming up to the mid-40s. And then the 50s by Thursday and Friday of this week. Right now, 17 and sunny in Bel Air. 19 and sunny skies in Millersville. We told you already that Zohran Mamdani has, and again, you look at, and I bring this up because this is a guy that said he wanted to globalize the Intifada, the Holy War, which we're now seeing is struck at Brown University. We think, we know that there was a New Year's Eve plot in the Los Angeles and New Orleans areas, and we know there was Islamic fundamentalism at work in Bondi Beach, Sydney, Australia. So Mayor-elect Mamdani already put an armed, convicted robber on his public safety panel. He's now tapped a controversial lawyer who has defended an Al-Qaeda terrorist and a radical anti-Israel campus leader at Columbia for a high-ranking position at City Hall. Ramzi Qasem is also a law professor at CUNY, a member of Mamdani's transition team for legal affairs. He's the top candidate for chief counsel. He's one of the attorneys who defended Mahmoud Khalil, a Syrian-born leader of the pro-Palestinian encampment at Columbia, who was detained by ICE. And, of course, he has defended Al-Qaeda in the past here in the United States as well. So, again, nice selection from Mamdani. So, yesterday, or day before, Erica Kirk had said that she was planning on meeting Candace Owens in a private meeting and that they would discuss, try to air, I guess, their differences or try. And look, I applaud Erica because I think Candace Owens has done to her has been uncalled for and untoward. But Erica, as she did who forgave the killer of her husband, the alleged assassin of her husband, she met privately. I don't know how long the meeting was, but I suspect we'll hear a lot more today from Candace because she's going to spill the beans. But here's what Erica said yesterday in a post on X. Had a very productive conversation with Candace Owens. More to come from both of us. Looking forward to AmFest this week. Time to get back to work. Yeah, that is a down being held in Phoenix. Candace then put on X, Erica and I had an extremely productive 4.5-hour meeting that I think we both feel should have taken place a lot earlier than it did. We agreed much more than I had anticipated. Of course, we also disagreed on various points and people as well. Most importantly, we were able to share intel and clarify intent. I will, of course, have a full rundown for you all tomorrow as I'm currently exhausted, but I wanted to quickly let you guys know that absolutely nothing was held back, and the immediate result was that the tensions were thawed. End of quote. I do want to point out that the bigger person here was Erica Kirk. Erica Kirk, extended the olive branch. Erica Kirk was the first one to suggest, let's get together, have a private, personal meeting, and air whatever differences or tensions there are, and then we'll deal with it from there out. Candace Owens did not make that offer that I'm aware of. In fact, remember, Turning Point USA, after Candace Owens said anytime, anyplace, anywhere, that she would go to debate some of her crackpot ideas, that she then reneged on that. But at least Erica and Candace have now had an opportunity to speak one-on-one, and we'll see what comes out of it. I'm hoping for the best, but not expecting it. And we'll see what happens there. All right, coming up next, Mike McCormick. He's the Biden stenographer. He's wrote several books. He's on Substack all the time. He has a new article out that the FBI is still protecting Biden's criminal co-conspirators, including Sullivan, Maggie Goodlander, and Alyssa Slotkin. We'll get him more. And he's actually offered to go to the FBI and give them evidence of wrongdoing, and we'll get an update on that as well. So let me ask you something. Are you still making that mortgage payment in retirement? Do you see your credit card balances creeping up because there just isn't enough money coming in each month? And if you're wondering how you can finally get things back on track, may I suggest, if you're nodding head yes to all of these questions, may I suggest you call my good friend Mark McVeary about a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage is about creating cash flow. You can eliminate your current mortgage payment. You can pay off credit cards or other loans and avoid another monthly payment. Once those debts are taken care of, you can have a line of credit available through your reverse mortgage and money that's there when you need it. It even grows over time, giving you more flexibility and peace of mind for the years ahead. And like any loan, it has to be paid back when you no longer live in the home. Point is to make life easier now. It's the only loan you'll ever take out that you decide when you want to pay it back. You've worked hard your whole life, but the bills keep coming faster than the income. It is time to see what your income can do for you. Call Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. And what I like most about Mark, he explains it in plain English, and it'll make sense for you. All right, stick with us here on KCN Company. It's 8 o'clock on WCBN.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. They've done it again.
U.S. forces have attacked three boats in the Eastern Pacific Ocean that the U.S. military claims were smuggling drugs. In a statement on social media, the military says the strikes targeted designated terrorist organizations and killed a total of 8 people. The Trump administration's campaign has killed at least 95 people in 25 known strikes since early September. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are expected to provide closed-door briefings on the campaign today for all members of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
When it comes to the deadly mass shooting targeting Hanukkah celebrants on a beach in Australia,
early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, allegedly committed by a father and son. There is no evidence to suggest other individuals were involved in this attack. However, we caution that this could change given it is early in our investigation.
Australia's Federal Police Commissioner, Chrissy Barrett. Germany's Chancellor is upbeat about prospects for a Ukraine peace deal, and President Trump says there has been solid progress at talks aimed at ending the war.
I think we're closer now, and they will tell you that they're closer now in numerous conversations with President Putin of Russia. And I think we're closer now than we have been ever.
But territorial concessions by Ukraine remains a tough nut to crack. Kremlin spokesman says Russia seeks a comprehensive peace deal and not a temporary truce. Crews have been deploying sandbags to shore up an earthen levee south of Seattle after a small section failed following a week of heavy rains. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 14 points, NASDAQ futures off 30 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heavy traffic, bright sunshine, and the snow on the ground all adding to the heavy traffic on I-97 southbound at Route 32. Gets a little better after the bridge at 178. Still nothing major through Annapolis right now on 50. Took a look towards the Capitol Beltway. Finally got down there. It's slow from 216 Powder Mill Road down through Cherry Hill Road. There was a wreck on the interloop in College Park at Route 1, so that's backed up. And then in turn, the ramp from 95 south to the Beltway on the interloop towards College Park is slow. The outer loop with that normal delay from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. Then locally, all of our normal stuff on the Beltway, both the tunnels still recovering from earlier problems, and 95 in Harford County still backed up from a wreck north of Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 30s, mostly clear and freezing tonight as those fall back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 24 degrees in Edgemere and 21 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A few school delays to mention in the Casey and Company listening area. Cecil County Public Schools delayed 2 hours, Harford County delayed 3 hours, and Kent County Public Schools delayed 2 hours. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office says five people were being charged in a series of thefts from the Kohl's in Forest Hill. On October 30th, two suspects allegedly loaded Nike sneakers into a large suitcase, which they left by the front doors where a third suspect picked it up and left without paying. On November 4th, a similar theft involving clothing and jewelry, and a third incident on November 10th. Investigators identified several suspects and carried out a search warrant on an Edgewood home where they recovered some of the property. They also found a ghost gun. The suspects allegedly stole $4,500 worth of merchandise. And the city of Annapolis says the warming center at the Pip Moyer Recreation Center is open this week for emergency overnight relief from the cold. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 891, the pick 4 3559. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Jack Gilden for Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 8:05 Sports Report brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer.
keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for Gary Stein. Well, the Terps men's basketball team has taken a few on the chin this year under new coach Buzz Williams. Just last Saturday, they were humiliated by conference rival Michigan, 101-83, and that after losing by almost 20 to Iowa a couple of weeks ago. But the Terps will have a chance to redeem themselves Saturday when they take on their old ACC rival, Virginia, as they travel to Thomas Jefferson's hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia. The Cavaliers won't be pushovers, though. They're ranked number 23 in the nation. The Towson Tigers know just how the Terrapins feel. They're winging their way to the Midwest to take on the number 17-ranked Kansas Jayhawks tonight. The Tigers are 6-4 and only 6th in the Colonial Athletic Conference. State Pride is on the line this week. Let's see how it goes. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Monday Night Smackdown, and that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My next guest, Mike McCormick, writes at Substack his book, The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden. Mike was the Biden stenographer that was there to transcribe official events as they occurred. But he saw many unofficial things in his travels with the former president. Mike, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Sean. Great to be back with you.
Yeah. So you wrote a piece recently on Substack that FBI is still protecting Biden's criminal co-conspirators, including Jake Sullivan, Maggie Goodlander, his wife, and Alyssa Slotkin. Two of those are on the Seditious Six. So tell us a little bit about, and you offered, you actually called the FBI tip line, you offered yourself as evidence, and what happened?
Well, I actually called the FBI tip line over 2 years ago, February of 2023. And nothing happened. So that's what eventually led to this book. We've been sitting here waiting for an investigation into Biden. And what I witnessed was Joe Biden and Jake Sullivan in a conspiracy to commit malfeasance. Joe Biden was enriching his son through this Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma. And Jake Sullivan was part of it. And that conspiracy continued all through Joe Biden's presidency because Jake Sullivan was his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan was married to Maggie Goodlander. In 2024, she ran for Congress and became a congresswoman. Is she now using her office to shield her husband's conspiracy in this grand crime? That's the question. So what I did was I actually went down in person to the Washington field office. I walked down there. If you go to the FBI website, it says you can report a crime three ways. You can go through our tip portal on our website, which I did over two years ago, and nothing happened. Or you can call us. So I called him, and I actually videotaped myself calling him. That was 2 weeks ago. Nothing happened. I mean, I literally, as soon as I said, look, I'm a witness, I saw Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden commit a crime, and they basically just said, okay, we've heard enough. Goodbye. And then I actually took a little video. It's on my web, on my Substack. Substack is Midnight and Laptop of Good and Evil.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to go down to the Washington field office. So I did. I walked down there and knocked on the door. They've got a little buzzer system, and somebody came out and he interviewed me. And I will say that I got some traction from them and from the Department of Justice.
That's that's progress then. So whoever was manning the tip line just dismissed you as a crackpot, but whoever interviewed then was taking your serious. So then
here's what I think happened.
Right.
So I hit the tip line in the middle of the Biden administration.
Right.
They're ignoring it. They're protecting him. The FBI to me right now is in disarray. They're literally falling apart. They don't know what to do next. So I went down and knocked on the door. And since I write a Substack, and since you and I are talking about it on your radio show, this is public information that the FBI has to address. There are people who are reporting crimes to them, and they're not following up. And that's where we're getting ahead.
Yeah, and there have been rumors recently of Cash Patel not surviving, and then Dan Bongino in a couple of weeks is allegedly going to, because he and Pam Bondi have been at each other's throats a little bit, so we don't know what's going on. This has been reported by others. I don't know how much of it is insider baseball, but and when you say they're in disarray, is that what you're talking about, the management structure, or there's other problems?
Well, no, I mean, clearly... the way they handled the pipe bomber investigation was kind of, that was revealing, right? They're like telling us there's no leads, there are leads. And all they had to do was put different eyes on it, go back over the same information they had, and they found a guy. So there's a big shift going on behind the scenes in the FBI. Some people, I've written about some people in my book who used to work in the FBI. There was a woman named... Catherine Mulhoen, who was in charge of the communications, so she was the front face of the FBI's messaging. She left. As soon as Trump came in, she left. She had a lot to do. First, she worked at the Secret Service. Then she went to the FBI under Biden. She had a lot to do with sort of suppressing information.
Hold that thought, Mike. Hold that thought. We got an update on traffic here. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the wreck now has cleared. I-95 northbound, Route 24 in Harford County. Finally, after almost 2 hours, on the move once again, back to the posted limit. Watch your speed. That's a construction area on the northbound side. Beltway, yep, you're slowing. JFX is Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Heavy traffic there. Heads up on the north end of the JFX. There's a report of an accident. Might be an overturned vehicle at Falls Road and Joppa Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold day again, mostly sunny, upper 30s today. Back down into the 20s later on this evening where things warm up for the rest of the week. It's 18 in Parkville under sunny skies, 21 in Pasadena. Mike McCormick, he, of course, is on our newsmaker hotline. Mike, when you went and met in the Washington field office with the FBI, did you bring receipts or did you have, is this just your eyewitness account?
Well, I didn't go in. I basically talked to an officer at the door. They have a system where you press a button and they come out and they look over. But I did bring receipts, and that got me past the officer at the door to say, all right, I'm going to bring this inside and see what we can do, and they'll get back to you.
The two of the seditious six, Maggie Goodlander, as you point out, Jake Sullivan's wife, he was the national security advisor under Biden, and Senator Slotkin. Now, they were both on this trip to Ukraine. They were on the plane with you and President Biden and Jake Sullivan. So they were witnesses to this alleged crime. And how did that go down?
Well, that's a good question, and that's very interesting. Maggie Goodlander has never been on a plane with the vice president. Her husband has, but Alyssa Slotkin was, and I didn't know it. So Jake Sullivan was his national security advisor. Joe Biden, as his vice president, his national security advisor until the summer of 2014. But he was involved in Ukraine stuff. After he leaves that, he gets married to Maggie Goodlander. In 2015, but Alyssa Slotkin was working for Vice President Biden during that time, too. In 2015, Biden takes the trip to Ukraine. I'm on the plane. And I didn't realize this, but there's a photo that I saw that has Alyssa Slotkin sitting there on this plane. And this is the trip that he took where he got rid of the prosecutor that was investigating Hunter's connections. So she was there, and she was a senior person. And I I was on that trip, and I've actually talked to congressional investigators about what happened on that trip, and they were really interested in it. And that's a lot of that went into my book, but there's more to talk about, and I'd be happy to talk to the FBI about it if they ever call me.
So they have not followed up after you gave them those receipts and met with them at the door?
I wouldn't say that. I'm just going to, at this time, say I have nothing further to report on it.
Okay. So what are you hearing, if anything, about an investigation into the Seditious Six?
I'm not hearing anything about investigation. I mean, there's been, Trump called for it. So that's significant to me. He called for it. I've seen some news reporting. The New York Post had a report that actually the Washington field office was pushing back, saying, oh, we don't have enough information. We don't have enough facts connecting the Seditious Six to, Biden corruption. And that's when I went down to the Washington field office and said, hey, look, I've got the facts. Here they are. Let's talk. So we'll see where it gets to.
You write in your recent Substack article that another journalist, Ben Penn at Bloomberg Law, published a clue that the FBI headquarters is pressuring the Bureau's domestic terrorism agents, rather, to open a seditious conspiracy investigation into the Seditious Six. Have you spoke to Mr. Penn? Are you offering whatever you have to Mr. Penn to see if they can further this along?
I emailed him a couple weeks ago. I have yet to hear back.
All right. So what do you think is happening here? Do you think there are still deep state operatives at the FBI that are trying to protect the former president, the former national security advisor, his wife, and Senator Slotkin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they have an infrastructure that's been built up there. I mean, Slotkin was supposedly a CIA officer. I'm not sure what her background is exactly. But they're in the CIA, other intelligence agencies for a long time, and it's starting to get pulled back. I mean, I think, frankly, what President Trump is doing into Venezuela is a big part of the pullback. It's changing the structure of how the deep state has been able to cover their tracks.
Very good. And the next novel, The Big Burn, give us a preview. What's that all about?
The Big Burn is, thanks for asking, I wrote a novel, I got a little tired of not just saying the terrible stuff about what's going on in our government. So I wrote a book. It's about a group of people who, there's a guy who runs a farm. It's a Christmas tree farm out in Virginia, and he comes up with the idea, this crazy American in America only idea of burning up dead people and Viking funeral pyres and then having a party afterwards for a funeral camp. And so it's a funny book. It's a dark humor. There's a lot of humanity in it, yeah, too. And it'll be out soon. I just got it. It's on ebook. I'll be launching it in the next couple of days.
Right. Those people won't be deep state operatives burning on the fires.
I don't know if they're the type of people who want to go and have a funeral pyre out in the woods in Virginia.
Right.
But.
Mike, thanks so much. Again, you can find Mike. What are your socials again? How do people follow you and read your stuff?
You can follow me on the X. I'm at author Mike McCormick, at author Mike McCormick. I've got a website, MikeMcCormick.com. And my Substack is Midnight in the Laptop of Good and Evil. That's where all the action's happening.
All right, Mike. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Good to hear from you again.
Sean, thanks so much.
My pleasure. That's Mike McCormick. Read his stuff. He's very good. He was the Biden stenographer. He was there. Eyewitness to it all. 8:20, a reminder once again that this, of course, is the time of day that we, America 250, birthday celebration from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, Independence Day will be, what was that again? We have a break. Okay. We'll do the break, and then we'll come back and do that.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
823, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Last report, we had a report of an overturned vehicle, Falls Road at Joppa Road. So I'm just kind of looking around, see if I could see up in that area. And then I'm looking at the camera here where the JFX comes up and then gets on the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway. I think there's an incident here on that ramp because the traffic is backed up. That would be northbound JFX, the ramp that would take you to the Beltway and then up the hill towards Green Spring Avenue. I can't say for sure because I can't really see it, but obviously there's something here that's holding up that ramp. If you're going straight ahead towards Falls Road and Joppa Road, that's where the report of the accident is involving the overturned vehicle. New wreck also from Baltimore County, Falls Road, at the Bel Air Road at Fullerton Avenue. That would be just inside the Beltway. 695, yep, all the normal lanes are still backed up there. We're making a little progress now on the backups at both the Harbor Tunnels. And in case you missed it last time, that big wreck from early this morning is completely gone now from 95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another cold day, sunny upper 30s for the high today, clear in the low 20s tonight, and then warming up tomorrow, mid-40s under sunny skies. Right now, 21 and sunny in Millersville. It is 19 in Bel Air. And time, once again, from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It's our America's 250th birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
All of the brown boys we brought.
All right, it was on this date in history, 1773, about 50 American patriots protesting the British tax on tea dumped 342 chests of it into Boston Harbor in what became known as the Boston Tea Party, occurring on this day, 1773. 1907, America's Great White Fleet set out on its year-long circumnavigation of the globe on the order of then-President Theodore Roosevelt. 1944, one of the most important battles in World War II, known as the Battle of the Bulge. The Germans launched a counteroffensive on U.S. positions, Allies' positions, in the Battle of the Bulge, which eventually would be won by the U.S. and our allies. 1978, Cleveland, Ohio, defaulted on its financial obligations, becoming the first American city to do so since the Great Depression. And finally, in 1998, U.S. jet fighters began a four-night campaign of bombing more than 100 Iraqi military targets in what was then called Operation Desert Fox. The long-threatened action came after the Allies concluded Iraq would not cooperate with UN weapons inspectors. And that's the way it was on this day in history. Celebrating America's 250th birthday next, Independence Day 2026, is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, so a lot of you weighing in on what President Trump posted here. Sarah, she says, I couldn't disagree with you more. As a supporter of President Trump, I was horrified by his comments upon the murder of the Reiners. He should have taken the high road. Just said he was sorry to hear the brutal killings. Nothing more needed to be said. His commentary was just nasty and unpresidential. Dan takes the other perspective on Meathead. He said, well said, Sean. Thank you. I'm okay with Trump said. So again, the folks, you can see this is kind of one of those polarizing issues, goes both sides of the equation here. But President Trump has certainly given a chance to retract or walk back his comments. He didn't do that yesterday. In fact, he doubled down, and I can only say once again what he has been personally put through, he and his family, by the likes of the Rob Reiners of the world. You can obviously tell that, you know, again, he does have compassion for a lot of people, but not for his enemies. His enemies, he's out to make sure that they never do to somebody else what they did to him and his family and to a future president as well. All right, coming up next, he's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Scott Turner is going to join us and talk about faith-based missions here in Baltimore and helping the homeless. It's 8:30, time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Some school systems in the Casey and Company listening area are delayed. Cecil County delayed 2 hours, Harford County delayed 3 hours, and Kent County Public Schools are delayed 2 hours. And protesters want Baltimore city leaders to disband Johns Hopkins University's private police force. The Baltimore Abolition Movement delivered a petition demanding that the city council hold a hearing and abolish the JHPD. They also say the city should end the memorandum of understanding between Baltimore police and the JHPD, which allows the private police force. BAM says the Hopkins police force was created without community consent. A 4-year-old child is in serious condition after being struck by a vehicle in South Baltimore. According to police, the incident happened at around 11:30 Monday morning in the 1000 block of Veronica Avenue near Arundel Elementary School. The injured child was taken to Johns Hopkins Pediatrics for treatment. And 8 people have been displaced after a Monday evening fire in Baltimore City. Firefighters were called to the 2800 block of Echodale Avenue shortly after 5 p.m. and no injuries were reported. According to the preliminary investigation, the fire was caused by an electrical malfunction. And a new poll from UMBC indicates that the cost of health care is a top concern for Maryland residents. 77% of those surveyed said that health care costs are a high priority. The quality of K-12 education and public safety were also cited as high priority issues. The poll also surveyed residents about redrawing congressional maps, and only 27% said it should be a top priority for the state. And a federal jury in Baltimore has convicted a former correctional officer of conspiring to obstruct justice and making false statements. Jermaine Sturgis was found guilty for his role in covering up evidence that a fellow officer unlawfully assaulted an inmate at the Eastern Correctional Institution in Westover. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right. For a limited time, when you grab our best-selling four-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 one-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the buy one, gift two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so this wreck at Falls Road and Joppa Road involves an overturned vehicle. The update now says Falls Road is closed between Joppa Road and the Beltway and around Hillside. So all this traffic now is going to get caught up in that. And I think this is part of the backup that we're looking at on the JFX northbound, because you can't go beyond the Beltway to get up towards Falls Road and Joppa Road. They're sending you onto the Beltway over to Green Spring Avenue to go around that area. So if you're coming down the hill on Falls Road, you're at Green Spring Valley Road. All of this is combined from this accident involving an overturned vehicle there north of the Beltway on Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 30s, mostly clear and freezing tonight as those fall back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 835 Sports Report is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. Boy, do I wish I had called them. Good morning, sports fans from Piceville to Parkville. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for Gary Stein. Well, the Orioles are in their offseason, but they're not dormant. They made the biggest splash in baseball this year by signing Mets first baseman Pete Alonso. Alonso mashed 38 home runs last year and drove in 126. At age 31, he's already provided a courtesy ride to 264 baseballs, dropped off beyond the fence like they were transported by the airport shuttle. Alonso, also the name of one of my favorite Baltimore watering holes, is well on his way to 500 homers. With him in the middle of the lineup, the Orioles have their first legit thumper in some time. And now, back to football. The Patriots are coming to the bank this Sunday night for a national TV tilt. And though there will be no Tom Brady or Bill Belichick this time, the Nuevo Patriots are 11-3 and in first in the AFC East. But they can be beat, too. Buffalo, a team the Ravens were crushing in this season's opener, knocked off New England just last Sunday. Last night, the Steelers completely humiliated the legendary Dolphins, once Don Shula's men. But last night, the boys from Miami went down 28-15 by the team Baltimore loves to hate. Aaron Rodgers, looking older than Dick Van Dyke, was especially noteworthy. He completed 85% of his passes. After the game, Rodgers reportedly had a nice warm glass of Metamucil, turned on the Lawrence Welk show, and went to bed. And that is Stein on Sports. The time now is 8:36.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 837. Our next guest on our newsmaker hotline, Scott Turner, was confirmed United States Senate on February 5th of this year to be the 19th Secretary of the Housing and Urban Development Agency. Scott previously led the White House Opportunity Revitalization Council, driving the Opportunity Zones Initiative. A lifelong Texan, Turner represented the 33rd District. The Texas State Legislature, played 9 seasons in the NFL. I remember him as a lifelong Redskins fan as number 29 in the burgundy and gold. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Sean. You bring back great memories, the burgundy and gold at RFK.
Yep, that was one of the best places to ever watch a football game. The stands were rocking and a lot of stuff going on. So you were there right before, if I remember correctly, before they moved to FedEx.
Yes, sir. I played in the last game at RFK and also the first season at FedEx Field.
Yep, just incredible. What a transition. But great career in the NFL. And now you're transitioned to on a different battlefield, and you're taking on homelessness. I understand you're coming to Baltimore today. And yes, let me ask you this, Mr. Secretary. Why is it that government has so much of a problem in tackling and solving the homelessness problem?
Well, Sean, that's a great question. And it's a question that we get, you know, when we travel around the country. I would say number one is the paradigm and the stewardship. When I say paradigm, during the Biden administration, and these are statistics that I'm going to give you and numbers. During the Biden administration, there was about $12 billion that was spent on homelessness, and homelessness from 2021 to 2024 went up about 33%, about 770,000 people were homeless on one single night in January 2024, according to the Biden HUD administration point in time report. And that's because it was a housing first model, meaning that it was a warehousing, if you will, of homelessness, and it created a homelessness industrial complex. And so the paradigm that we want to bring and transform is not just housing, but to house and then to get to the root cause of homelessness with mental illness, with drug addiction, drug abuse, to get our homeless neighbors housed, then treated and transformed and back to independency. And so stewardship, there was bad stewardship over taxpayer dollars that was spent for homelessness, and yet it rose 33%. And then the paradigm shift going from a housing first to a treatment and transformation model.
Yeah. And you're going to be working with Helping Up Mission, which has been in this area for a long, long time. And so we hear this term, the holistic approach to homelessness. What does that mean?
Right. And so, you know, Helping Up Mission has been doing a tremendous job, as you've alluded to, in the greater Baltimore area. And, you know, one thing I really love about them is, one, they're a faith-based entity that has had boots on the ground, their hands to the plow, and serving thousands of our homeless neighbors, men, women, and children. And they take no government funding, but they have the right paradigm and the right mindset that they treat holistically the person. So not just housing, but they treat the root cause of homelessness to bring wraparound services to them. And so when you think about the whole person, the holistic approach is not just to give them shelter, but now to treat the inner man and the root cause of it mentally, spiritually, family, in addition to housing and food and essentials, and also workforce training.
Well, you're right, Mr. Secretary, that food and shelter are, you know, again, you're looking at basic needs for anybody, and the homeless struggle with that. So once they're able to tackle that problem, then comes the next issue, whether it's medical or educational or whatever, but is finding and keeping a job. Is that the biggest challenge that they face after the food and shelter issue has been resolved?
Yes, sir. I think that is one of the greatest challenges. And let's just use helping up mission, you know, as our basis here. You know, because they have the holistic approach, they care for the person as far as getting them off the streets and getting them housed and fed and medical. But then it comes to the workforce training. Then it comes to the spiritual recovery program. And, you know, 70% of the people that work at Helping Up Mission are graduates from that program. And as I've studied them, they've had almost 60 people enrolled in college and technical skills training. They have people that have been employed through the years because they understand that once you get transformed, getting and holding a steady job is the focus. And so that is the paradigm overall that we want to bring and transform, that once we get people housed and treated, we have to get them trained into a job and help them to have a sustainable career. So, yes, sir, that's a great point that you made.
Yeah. And the faith-based component here, I was kind of surprised to find out there were 350,000 religious organizations in the United States serving homeless Americans. And I think they probably have a better track record than a lot of local government agencies.
Yes, sir. Well, you think about it, Sean, faith-based organizations have cared for the American people long before the government. Community organizations, faith-based organizations have been on the ground from day one. You know, our nonprofits that serve in this, our churches, our faith groups, they've been helping our homeless neighbors for a long time. And so at HUD, we support bringing our faith-based groups back to the table. During the Biden administration, they literally were stiff-armed and were not able to come nor invited to come to the table as it pertains to taking care of our homeless neighbors. And so we want to open those seats back up, open that opportunity back up, and bring in the groups that have been doing this from day one.
We're speaking with HUD Secretary Scott Turner and the Trump administration. More with Scott in just a second. We're going to get a brief pause for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big problem here on the north end of the JFX as you're coming up and down through the area between Falls Road, the JFX, Green Spring Valley Road. There's an overturned vehicle there right at the intersection as you're traveling south from Green Spring Valley Road. Falls Road affected at Hillside, and the northbound JFX here has to exit at the Beltway. So all this traffic coming north from Northern Parkway and Ruxton Road, they're getting up into this ramp area, and normally there's not a problem there at all. But right now you have to exit and take the Beltway on the outer loop, go over to Green Spring to go around that area. So that's the reason for the backup here now on the JFX northbound from Ruxton Road. I don't have a camera on the opposite side, but I'm sure traffic is bunched up towards the intersection of Falls Road and Joppa. So just to plan on the extra time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold day today, sunny, upper 30s right now. We're 24 and sunny in Annapolis, and we're looking at 22 in downtown Baltimore. On our Newsmaker hotline is HUD Secretary Scott Turner, who's in Baltimore today with a Helping Up mission to help treat Baltimore's homeless population. Mr. Secretary, unfortunately, a lot of our homeless happen to be veterans. Do you work with the VA? How does that work as far as housing in the VA? Do you guys work together, you and Doug Collins, trying to help these homeless veterans?
Yes, sir. You know, we do have a great relationship with the VA. And Secretary Collins is a tremendous advocate and ambassador, being a military, active military serviceman himself. He still serves now, and he has a heart for our veterans, as does the president. And we have our HUD Bash program that we serve our homeless veterans. And so, yes, we have a tremendous relationship, and veterans are of topmost priority for myself and our great team at HUD.
Yeah. And the other is that we found so many of the homeless do have significant medical needs, whether it's drug addiction or whether it's mental illness. How does that work with the faith-based organizations? Do they do sort of like a triage to see, you know, who goes where and what you talked about the wraparound services. How does that play out?
Yes, sir. And, you know, every group is different, but I think the commonality here is, you know, what is the root cause? You know, why is this precious individual here? You know, is it mental illness? Is it drug addiction? Is it drug use disorder? is it domestic violence? And I think once that root cause is identified, then they put them in the proper treatments, be it a triage, be it drug addiction, be it, counseling for faith or domestic violence or what have you. But just in Baltimore, and I'm learning, you know, Baltimore has the highest number of drug overdoses in the country, with about 1,600 homeless neighbors. And so that is of top mind, I know, of, you know, helping up Mission, but also other faith-based organizations that are treating the homeless neighbors in Baltimore with. But it's a real problem that we're going to that we need to tackle.
Yeah, and I think you hit it on the head, because our drug overdose problem, we have the unholy trio of that. We have a lot of, vacant homes, which unfortunately have become dilapidated and are no longer inhabitable for humans. And then, of course, you have these other issues that we see, you know, typically with poverty and everything else. So it can be a significant challenge to get the help for these people. And I want to applaud Helping Up Mission and others like it that put the community and faith up front. Is there any way that our people can help, listeners, viewers, that how they can support? Can they give a donation or a contribution to Helping Up Mission?
Yes, sir. Well, as I alluded to before, you know, Helping Up Mission, they take donations from individuals and businesses and church groups. They take no government funding. And so I would encourage your listeners that, you know, if the Lord moves on their heart and they feel inclined to help this wonderful group and others like it, you know, by making small to whatever donation they can, the money that is going towards treating our homeless neighbors is being stewarded. I know for Helping Up Mission is being stewarded very well. And so, yes, sir, I do believe that the donations and gifts and prayers would be welcome.
Yeah, prayer is very powerful, obviously. Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for coming to Baltimore, and best of luck, and we wish you great success with Helping Up Mission and tackling this homelessness crisis and problem, and we appreciate your stopping by today.
All right, thank you, Sean. Have a great day.
All right, you do the same. That's Secretary Scott Turner with the Housing and Urban Development Agency, and as I said, he played, I think, for Redskins, Broncos, I think, maybe the Jets. I can't remember all the teams, but I just remember him when he was at the Redskins. 8:49, it's 11 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And again, a shock poll out that America's youth apparently want socialism on autopilot, literally. The new research shows young voters supporting socialist policies and even an AI-run government. This crisis didn't happen by accident, folks. You know, growing up during the fall of the Berlin Wall, collapse of the Soviet Union, I remember when socialism was the universal punchline. It stood for failure, repression, economic ruin, not anymore. Today, socialism is the ideological spear point, if you will, of the left. Many young Americans now insist that socialism is the cure for the affordability crisis, squeezing them. They believe it with fervor that it would have stunned earlier generations. I mean, you look at it right now, the vast majority of voters, 60% of young Americans now, 18 to 39, want a Democrat socialist to win the White House in 2028. Nearly 60% of young Americans say they support more government housing. This is all has to do with our education system, so we'll get to that shortly. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, a guy in Florida is in the news after filling his five-acre property with Christmas decorations. Families can drive through for free, donate if they want to. It's got a total of around 37,000 lights. Here's owner Mike Limick talking about why he does it.
It's enjoyable to me to do. I like to share it with the community. Love when the kids come over and see it and see the big Santa Claus or the big Christmas tree. To watch their eyes light up is what it's all about.
Indeed. And our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi,
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Every year, you put your trust in the school system to educate your kids, keep them safe, help them grow. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore makes sure they fulfill that promise to you by shining a spotlight on issues happening inside the classroom, by taking your concerns and frustrations straight to school leaders, and by echoing your demands for change. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore. We fight to save our schools.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The Rob Carson Show.
Candace Owens, what in the hell is wrong with you, woman? She's, of course, saying that people inside TPUSA executed Charlie Kirk. Candace Owens, you are dead to the conservative movement. You are done. You are no longer important. People who listen to you or watch you are fools. Bad enough that the left killed her husband. But some who are supposedly conservative, I don't know what is going on. Candace Owens is mentally ill.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes once again. Final update of the morning. Here's Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, so Baltimore County is still out with this wreck. Overturned vehicle that was there for a while. Falls Road was affected. Now, since the last report, they've reopened Falls Road and the JFX above the Beltway. So all that backup is now gone. We can still see a little slow traffic there on the Beltway. At one point, everybody had to get onto the Beltway, getting away from Falls Road around that area just north of Ruxton Road. But it looks like now we're back in business there, though you might still have Baltimore County out around the light at Falls Road at Joppa Road. There had been some late slowing on the Beltway, but things are finally getting a little bit better. Both the tunnels at last check with the lanes open, still busy on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 25 Weather Authority forecasts another cold day today, but it's the final one for a little bit. It'll be mostly sunny today. Highs in the mid and upper 30s, overnight clear low 20s, and then we begin the big warm-up tomorrow, mid 40s, and then Thursday maybe low 50s, maybe mid 50s by Friday. That's boating weather for Kim. Right now sunny and 23 in Baltimore. 21 in Bel Air. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. The boat is definitely not in the water. The lake is frozen over. Oh, my gosh. Terrible weather. But you know what? I'm glad that it's warming up a little bit because the snow has not melted at my house. There's still ice everywhere.
That's why these schools are delaying, because all the back roads got black ice, patches of ice.
And then you saw that crash in Westminster.
Yes. Yeah, that was awful.
Killed a 16-year-old. Oh, my gosh.
Awful.
Yeah. So I can understand why they're closing or why they're delaying. We got lots to talk about today. County Councilman Izzy Patoka, top of my list.
Okay.
All right. The sanctuary county situation and trying to build an illegal immigrant office, basically, to help them out. I always thought, Sean, that he was more moderate.
No.
You'd
be hard pressed to find a moderate Democrat these days.
It is. But remember, he was the one that introduced the bill about the overcrowding of the schools. Remember, he fought back against Johnny Olszewski on that one.
Yes, he did.
And here he's talking about making sure that illegal immigrants are just fine in these overcrowded schools and making them more overcrowded.
And that's exactly where a lot of these students are coming
from. What is going on?
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy. It really is. They're really doubling down. This special session today is going to be fascinating.
Oh, right, right. So, yeah, local jurisdictions don't work with ICE, right? I mean, this whole thing, I don't know what voters are thinking about going into the midterms, but I hope that this is top of mind. I mean, look, I know the electricity bills are high. I know everything else is going wrong, but this has to be top of mind. We're talking about people that are here undocumented, and you don't know if they're criminals or not. We've seen where there's been criminal activity with illegal immigrants, right? I mean, Rachel Warren, Kayla Hamilton.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on.
Well, this is a common sense thing. I mean,
yeah.
if you have these criminal illegal aliens at the jail, let the jail contact ICE to come pick them up and get them out.
Exactly.
But instead, the progressive Marxist says, no, we're going to release them back into the communities that they've been preying on for all these weeks and months.
Yeah, and then they see the ICE raid,
right.
And then people get all upset and emotional,
right.
And say, how dare ICE? Look, you wouldn't have the ICE raids and the chaos if you would just let them go into the jails. I mean, it's just, they just continue this cycle. Anyways, I don't have to explain this to you. But anyways, we're going to talk all about that. The special session, of course, we're going to talk about that. And then all the engagements. Everybody's getting engaged these days. Sean, did you see that?
Oh, Donald Trump Jr.?
Yes, and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yes.
Is she engaged to the Real America's Voice guy?
Yes, Brian Glenn. They got engaged last night.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. So love is in the air.
I thought she was getting engaged to the Code Pinkos.
Oh, really?
Well, she was taking pictures with him. I don't know.
Yeah, no, she...
Just fun. Just having fun.
I'll leave that one there.
Okay.
Coming up next.
All right. Kim Klasick live right after the 9 o'clock news. Chris Pabst over Project Baltimore is Harford County Schools. You got a problem. You got a problem with the superintendent, Dr. Bolson. You got a problem with the Howard County School Board. This is all about this individual, Kyrene Thomas, a convicted felon with a gun. He, of course, teaching in class during the weekdays and going back to jail on the weekends. Here is, again, Jeremy Portnoy of OpenTheBooks.com.
It's very rare that we see something this brazen happening in school districts. I think taxpayers should be offended and shocked by this.
Yeah, they should be offended and shocked by this, Harford County voters. But so far, you know, again, there's not much explanation coming out of the Harford County public school system, and maybe that's because of the negative media coverage.
It's your taxpayer dollars that are being spent on the salaries of these potentially criminal employees. This is information that the school district should be forthcoming with.
Harford County, you should demand better. You certainly deserve better than what you're getting right now from your superintendent and from the Howard County School Board. My friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you of the Deck the Hall sale going on right now. Save 20 to 78% each and every day during our December sale. Going to be till all the end of the year, December 31st. So don't need a coupon code. All you have to do is call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order online, res-q.com. I always recommend people go to the website, see which supplements you're interested, make the list. You can either order them there or you can pick up the phone, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. You can save on omega-3s, on sleep aids, on weight loss aids, on helping to regulate your blood pressure and maintain your health, men's and women's vitamin supplements, and heart-healthy supplements with all natural, with no serious side effects that we get from a lot of our pharmaceuticals. These are nutraceuticals, and right now save 20 to 78% on the Deck the Hall sale. Once again, res-q.com. 1-800-26-ALIVE. Don't forget Best of Casey and Company, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 6.